Happy Friday. The Brooklyn Cyclones are back in action. And tonight, continue the series with the Wilmington Blue Rocks on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network. Tonight, 6:35 first pitch. Oscar Rojas on the mound against left-hander Tim Cate out of the University of Connecticut. Keith Rad with you on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network. Happy Friday. Happy weekend. You are here. It is game five of an eight-game series. Cyclones end up playing two tomorrow, one on Sunday. A lot of games in 6 days. And so far, we have split the first four of this series. Last night, our latest game in the eight-game saga this week, Cyclones' bullpen was kind of the story of the night. Brooklyn was down 1-0. Mike Vassell did not have his best stuff, the Brooklyn starter. And so the offense actually came to his rescue in the top of the fourth inning. Again, down 1-0. They played it three runs at a nice little mini rally. There were a lot of walks last night on both sides, and Wilmington starter Michael Cuevas ended up walking one batter. The reliever came in, Troy Steenbrook. He walked another hitter, and then three consecutive RBI singles. Bingo, bango, bongo. It was Shervin Newton, Matt Rudick, and Justin Guerrera. One after the other after the other. That put the Cyclones up 3-1. Wilmington did answer with one on the bottom of the fourth inning, and that kind of set the stage at 3-2 Brooklyn for the relieving party that ended up happening last night for the Cyclones. Brooklyn brought out Nathan Lavender, who went four innings, was really great. I mean, a reliever, usually a lefty, goes out there, maybe one, maybe two, three if you're lucky. Nathan went four. It was amazing. And then in the final inning and at third, final four outs belonged to Sammy Tavares, who ended up making a game-saving play at home plate. There was a runner at second base in the ninth inning. Again, it's 3-2. That's the way the score finished. Runner at second base with one out. It was a dirt ball, wild pitch, bounced past the catcher, Nick Gattis, up into the air. So the runner, which was Cole Daly, he broke for third and then took a turn because Gattis couldn't find the ball that had rolled all the way to the back wall right in front of the first row. Daly took off for home plate. Sammy took off for home plate. Gattis found the ball, turned through to home. Sammy was there to make the catch and the tag, and the Cyclones actually nabbed Cole Daly at home plate with about 6-7 feet to spare. So it really got the ball there on time. It was a very aggressive play. I was talking with Chris Newell, actually, who's the acting manager for the Cyclones this week. He said, I love the move. I love their part of staying aggressive. But he said, I don't think I would have done that with one out, which is when Wilmington decided to make that move, and the Cyclones got the job done. They executed at home plate. Sammy Tavares went on to strike out Jose Sanchez, and the rest, as they say, was history. So the Cyclones ended up tossing a scoreless 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th, and 9th. That's a lot of work against Wilmington on the road to tie the series at two games apiece. So tonight, a little break-even game before the doubleheader tomorrow. Oscar Rojas on the bump against lefty Tim Cate. Rojas making his 8th start of the season. And Tim Cate, who is a guy who has pitched at higher levels before, is back down here kind of getting right. He's throwing the ball really well, has a strikeout rate at 31%. He struck out 11 last week at Rome, so the Cyclones bats will have their work cut out for them. Lots to come in the pregame show. We have a special guest, Steve Springer. And as he prefaces, you may not have heard my name, but here's who I am. And I'll just leave it at that. Always get a chance to enjoy a chance to chat with Steve Springer, who has been a name in baseball, kind of in the circle of baseball for a very long time. And I'm sure you'll enjoy his story coming up. We'll also take a look down on the farm. We'll have starting lineups and first pitch. 6:35 first pitch tonight from a sunny Wilmington, Delaware. We're back after this on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, hon. Have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murph's, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murphs, it's one sip, one believer, and apparently a whole lot more.
Is that the Murph in our kitchen?
The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
If you're looking for a bus company that makes safety its top priority, look no further than Panorama Tours. Not only are they one of the best in the Northeast, they're also the official transportation provider for the Brooklyn Cyclones. Call them today at 973-470-9700 or visit online at panoramabustours.com.
Sunday, June 26th is Peppa Pig Night. Everyone's favorite pig will pose for photos with kids, roam around the concourse, and dive into some muddy puddles on Coney Island. We'll have pig-related fun and games throughout the night to celebrate the cheeky little pig. Get your tickets today at brooklyncyclones.com/tickets.
Welcome back to the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network. We're chatting with Steve Springer, our pregame show guest, as the Cyclones and Bloomington Blue Rocks continue this eight-game series in 6 days. Now, Spring, you'll probably do a better job than I would. Elevator speech, you know, what are you all about?
Well, if your crowd's going, Steve Springer, who's that? I was a legend in the wrong league, buddy. I signed with the New York Mets in 1982, 20th round out of Utah. I had 50 scouts there to see Rick Aguilera, Wally Jr., and Corey Snyder, and I went 5 for 5, and a guy named Roy Partee liked me, and ended up signing in 1982 with Dwight Gooden, and he was one of my buddies throughout my career, and sort of as a filler. And then I went to A-ball the next year in Columbia, Atlantic League, South Carolina, and I led the league in hits. And so now all of a sudden I'm sort of a prospect. I skipped Lynchburg. I went to Double-A. My Double-A team, we had 18 guys playing the big leagues, and I was the last guy to get there. You know, we had Lenny in center, Billy Bean, Carry On. We had McDowell. I mean, just a ton of guys. And my next year, I went to Triple-A, and I spent 11 years in Triple-A. And that's why I say I was a legend in the wrong league. I feel blessed to say I got 2 hits in each league. I didn't start in high school. I got cut in college. I played in the big leagues, and now Major League All-Stars call me to talk hitting. So very, very blessed and very fortunate. And I made a career out of the game. I'm scouting with the Oakland A's right now. I was the mental coach for the Toronto Blue Jays for 8, and then I left them, and I was speaking all over the country. I have a company called Quality at Bats where I made a bunch of audios that, you know, pretty much sell when I'm sleeping, thank God. And you know, and then COVID hit, and no groups, 80 kids, and I called up Billy Bean. I'm like, bro, I need a job. And he's like, dude, we're firing people right now. I said, I know, but they weren't in your wedding. And about 6 weeks later, he goes, you still want a job? I'm like, yes, please. And so I'm a pro scout, and here watching, I have Brooklyn and Wilmington, both teams.
You work on the mental side of things, and I'm curious as now that you kind of look back on your career and all the things that helped you get there. I mean, how did you kind of learn some of these things that you're able to put into practice and teach?
Well, I met a guy named Tommy McCraw, who is a longtime coach at the Mets, and every time this guy was around, I was a stud. Because I'm a dummy, I'd carry it for about 3 days. He was a roving coach, but as dumb as I was smart enough to realize when that guy was around, I was good. So I asked him, he came in the next month, and I went up to his room with a tape recorder and had him talk to me about me, and it changed my life. I mean, if I was in my car for 7 years, I was listening to that thing. And, you know, it's one of my lines when I speak is we give ourselves way too much credit to remember we're taught. Like, I give somebody my whole spiel and come back in 2 weeks, what'd I say? They're like, oh, something about the batting average and marrying athletes, so your kid might be a big leaguer. You know, that's what they remember. And so I put together, I was an agent for about 7 years. Don't ask me why I did that. And I wanted my kids to get a mental game. And so I was just, you know, talking on a tape recorder, and I let my brother listen to it, who played 6 years of pro ball. And he's like, bro, that's good, man. You clean that up. And so I cleaned it up, and I gave one to George Horton at Cal State Fullerton, Hall of Fame coach. And I didn't know if he was going to listen to it or not. And he had his whole team listen to it 5 hours before they played in Miami, when Miami was the number one team in the country, and they swept them. And that's sort of when I knew I had something. And, you know, I love what I'm doing. I mean, too many kids, you know, they let yesterday's bad day play today. And my theme when I speak is the batting average is the biggest trap in the game. I hit 3 balls right on the screws right at somebody. I beat the pitcher. The pitcher knows I beat him. Pitcher's mom knows I beat him, right? My batting average goes down. I think I failed. And now the wrong me starts playing because everybody's got 2 players in them. I got a confident guy who's a really good player, and I got a non-confident guy who sucks, and he plays too much. So how do we get the confident guy playing is what I teach. And the more and more I teach, the more and more I realize that the only stat that I want these kids to care about is how many games in a row were you the best competitor on the field and have fun. Because that means the right guy's playing. Doesn't mean you get 3 hits. Doesn't mean you win every game. It means the right guy's playing because non-confident me sucks. So he can't play anymore. And it's, you know, I got a bunch of big names that have called me throughout their whole career. And You know, I didn't start in high school. I get cut in college, and all you got all-stars calling me. Mm-hmm. You know, so when I go speak, I try to inspire kids that, you know, you're not too small one and to get good grades and to, you know, think big picture. Too many kids and too many parents have their kid in a microwave instead of an oven. They want instant gratification right now. I'll get a, you know, I call everybody back that orders my stuff, and I get a dad, oh, my son's got no mental game. I'm like, well, how old is he? He's like, he's 10. I'm like, bro, he's got no physical game. He's 10, right? He's 100 pounds away from his man body. And we're worried about his mental game. And now these kids are playing with tension, anxiety, and pressure instead of calmness, toughness, focus, having some fun.
Now, when you were in AAA, I mean, how hard was it for you to even kind of channel some of this for 11 years? I mean, how much doubt kind of crept in over the years?
Well, it's like Billy's quote on my website. He said, Spring, if you knew this at 18 instead of learning at 30, people might know who you are. I'm like, thanks, buddy. But he's right, you know. I mean, you learn, and I feel God put me in AAA for 11 years to do exactly what I'm doing now, because when I'm talking to a Major League All-Star, the dad of a 10-year-old, my message is the same. And that's the beautiful thing about it. It's about being a better competitor than you are a player. How great can you compete with confidence when you're not getting hits? It's going to dictate how far you play.
Well, any more of this, I'm probably going to start getting charged here. But where can people go find you if they want more, Steve?
Buddy, qualityatbats.com, coupon code SPRINGTIME. I got a potential movie coming out. It's being written right now by the producers of Wedding Crashers. And I wrote, you get my book. I call it my bundle, and it's you coupon code SPRINGTIME will get you everything I made for like $57. It's like the price of a hitting lesson, and it's a game changer. It's money back guarantee. I call everybody up. I thank them and try and help.
That is Steve Springer. We appreciate the time. We'll have more next on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
It's a jam-packed June 24th at Maimonides Park. Join us for fireworks, FDNY night, and Mets tote bag giveaway. We honor New York's finest at the ballpark, and the first 2,000 fans in attendance receive a Mets tote bag as part of our amazing Friday night series. Plus, start your weekend with a bang thanks to Friday night fireworks with the Brooklyn Cyclones. That's a jam-packed June 24th. Grab your tickets today at brooklyncyclones.com/tickets.
It is a Friday in Wilmington, Delaware. The Brooklyn Cyclones and the Wilmington Blue Rocks. Keith Rad with you on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network. About 7 minutes before first pitch at Judy Johnson Field at Daniel S. Frawley Stadium. Before we jump into lineups, we'll take a look down on the farm. Check in on how the Mets did last night at the minor league level. Of course, big league guys, Edwin Diaz shut the door last night against Christian Yelich and Milwaukee. Mets win 2 out of 3. Tonight, Carlos Carrasco takes on the Marlins, the Fish, at 7-10, 42-23. That is the Mets record into the series. Last night, AAA Syracuse lost to Norfolk 6-2. They actually played yesterday afternoon. Mark Vientos drove in a run. Last five games for Vientos, 10 RBIs. And a 9-game hitting streak for outfielder Daniel Palka, who's hitting .382 over the past 9. Tonight, Connor Gray at Norfolk. That is the Baltimore Orioles affiliate. A 7:05 first pitch. At the AA level today, Alex Valverde takes on Bowie, also a Baltimore affiliate, of course, at the AA level. 22-38. That's a 7:05 start. Last night, a squeaker. Binghamton lost 7-6. They had an early lead, lost it, tried to claw back in very late. And Jesus Vargas, who's been pitching down there with those guys, he got hit around a little bit, gave up 6 runs, 9 hits in 3 innings. But the good news, James McCann caught 6 innings for the first game of his rehab assignment. And Francisco Alvarez and Carlos Cortez each hit home runs. So again, that series continues tonight in Bowie, Maryland. At low A, St. Lucie, I'll call it the hangover effect. They clinched on Wednesday night, so they go into yesterday thinking, well, our job is done, right? Our work is done. And they lost last night to Tampa 14-2. Now, I'm not saying that they did that on purpose, but they just did not play very, very well. Omar De Los Santos, he had a big day, though. One hit, one run, two walk, and 2 stolen bases. He actually has stolen 32 bases this year. I mean, phenomenal stuff. That whole St. Lucie team is kind of knocking on the door, ready to burst through from low A to high A. And I'm sure something potentially soon, we're into June now, almost into July, something's got to give for some of those big performers, including Alex Ramirez at low A. Tonight, Christian Scott on the mound against the Tampa Tarpons. That is the affiliate of the New York Yankees. So it's time for your starting lineups, brought to you by the Holiday Inn Express, downtown Brooklyn near Barclays Center. Located just a short subway ride from downtown Manhattan, Holiday Inn Express Brooklyn is a smart traveler's affordable alternative to Manhattan hotels. Stay smart at Holiday Inn Express. First, for the visiting Brooklyn Cyclones, 26-33. Matt Rudick leads off. He'll play left field. Shortstop Shervin Newton bats second. Then it's Rowdy Jordan, second game back in the lineup for Jordan. He'll play the switch hitter, playing second base. Joe Swazia, the cleanup man, he'll play right field. JT Schwartz back in the lineup. He'll be at first base, batting fifth. Center fielder, Brooklyn native Jalen Palmer hits sixth, and the bottom trio. Nick Gattis at the hot corner tonight, batting seventh. DH and eight hitter Warren Saunders. And Matt O'Neill, the catcher, bats ninth with Oscar Rojas on the mound for Brooklyn, who comes into this one again 13.5 back. First half's all finished up. Aberdeen's already clinched, so Cyclones trying to build some momentum into the next half. Meanwhile, Wilmington 30-28, 9 games back of that first place Aberdeen Ironbirds club. Mario Lison has Tim Cate on the mound. Here's the guys 1-9. Jeremy Idens, the center fielder, leads off. Second baseman Darren Baker bats behind him. And the rehabber down from AAA, Nick Banks, plays left field and bats third. 4, 5, and 6, DH Yasiel Antuna, third baseman and five hitter Omar Marahildo, and the big lefty first baseman Drew Mendoza hits sixth. Catcher Israel Pineda in the seventh spot. Right fielder Kevin Strohschneider had a pretty big day yesterday, a couple of hits, he bats eighth. And Jordy Barley back in the lineup. He came out on Wednesday, game one of the doubleheader, maybe something got tweaked and was day-to-day, missed yesterday. He's back in the lineup today, though. The shortstop, who has stolen 17 of 20 bases, bats ninth. Blue Rocks have taken the field. We'll take one more break, step aside. And first pitch coming our way next from Judy Johnson Field at Frawley Stadium. We're back after this on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Sunday, June 26th is Peppa Pig Night. Everyone's favorite pig will pose for photos with kids, roam around the concourse, and dive into some muddy puddles on Coney Island. We'll have pig-related fun and games throughout the night to celebrate the cheeky little pig. Get your tickets today at brooklyncyclones.com/tickets.
Italian dining is a mixture of simplicity and taste. At Il Colosseo in Brooklyn, pull up a chair and sit down at a local favorite that'll have your mouth watering for all of the classics. Surrounded by a giant brick oven at the center of it all, enjoy antipasti like fried calamari, baked clams, and sautéed broccoli rabe. Dive into chicken franchise, veal piccata, or their classic Frank Sinatra pasta. Is your mouth watering yet? Yeah, thought so. That's why it's time to make it an Il Colosseo night. A night you won't regret. Visit IlColoseoRistorante.com.
Fridays are Fridays at Maimonides Park. And now, the Cyclones are offering 2 drinks on the house. Head to BrooklynCyclones.com/drinks on us. And your first 2 drinks are on us. When you purchase tickets using this link, you'll get a field box ticket plus a credit for your first 2 drinks. All you need to do is scan your ticket at the concession stand of your choosing, and you'll get 2 12-ounce domestic beers for free. Not bad, huh? Beer deals at a ball game. Book it. BrooklynCyclones.com/drinks on us.
Hi, folks. Join us now for another Brooklyn ball game.
Conforto hits one in the right. Down the line. It is. Go. Home run for the rookie.
And Nimmo cracks one. Deep right center field. Look at up, Hayward. It's out of here. Brandon Nimmo's first major league home run.
1-1 pitch. This one hit pretty well. Left field. Going back up against the screen.
And he's tied it at 2-2. Edgar Rodriguez with a ties the game with two down here in the bottom of the ninth inning.
Oh, man, it could be a nicer afternoon. Great goodness. This is the one we've been waiting for. This is it. This makes you feel like it's spring and baseball and like there's no more measles. Free tickets to the circus.
3-2 to Mookie Wilson. Little roller up along first. Behind the bag. It gets through Buckner. Here comes Knight, and the Mets win it.
Brooklyn by one. The pitch. Struck him out swinging. Brooklyn, you have your title. The Brooklyn Cyclones are outright champions for the first time in history. 2019 New York Penn League champions.
And I'm delighted for all our wonderful Brooklyn fans in Brooklyn, Long Island, New Jersey, all over, that at long last we've brought this world championship to Brooklyn.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is Ben Scully speaking to you.
This is the old redhead, Red Barber, here at Ebbets Field, Brooklyn, USA.
And live from Frawley Stadium in Wilmington, Delaware, it is Brooklyn Cyclones baseball. Tonight, the Cyclones, the high affiliate of the New York Mets, plays Game 5 of an 8-game series against the Wilmington Blue Rocks, the high affiliate of the Washington Nationals. Happy Friday, everybody. From Judy Johnson Field at Frawley Stadium, it is a nice, warm, beautiful summer Friday and a hot one. 91 degrees at first pitch. Cyclones tonight facing a Northeast kid out of Connecticut, left-hander, 24-year-old Tim Cate, who pitched at UConn. He's from Manchester, Connecticut, and a former top 30 prospect in the Nationals organization, a guy that really should be pitching at a higher level, but just didn't quite have it last year at AA Harrisburg. And so this year has spent the entire year with Wilmington and is starting to find it a little bit. And how do we know that? It's because his strikeout rate is now a career best 31%. And last time around, Tim Cate struck out 11. So that was against Rome, the affiliate of the Atlanta Braves last week. Cyclones actually seeing him for the second time. Cate pitched at Coney Island back in May. Did so in relief. So Brooklyn will see him for the first time, kind of setting up, knowing what they have, what will be served to them on a silver platter, which is the big hook, the big hammer curveball that Tim Cate has in his arsenal. So he and the Rocks have taken the field. Cate wrapping up his warm-up tosses. Wilmington wears their navy blue dark tops with Rocks written across the chest in big bold letters, kind of slightly diagonal up the chest. Rocks trimmed in aqua blue and green. A dark hat with the aqua logo on the front. Meanwhile, Cyclones in their road grays, BKLYN, in capital letters, trimmed in a light blue across the chest. Matt Rudick leads off for Brooklyn, lefty against lefty. Tim Cate has his sign. Twists, kicks, and deals. And the first pitch pours over the middle of the plate for strike one at 89 miles an hour. 6:38, our first pitch. 91 degrees in Wilmington. Certainly the hottest day of the week. Rudick waves the bat. Here comes the 0-1. Takes a breaking ball. Front door for strike two. That's the hook. It's 77 miles an hour. Rudick in his 17th game with Brooklyn. 9 for 45, batting 200 in his first 16 games. And so far he's been back and been very productive. Two hits and two ribbies. The 0-2. Missed down low in the dirt, smothered by Israel Pineda, the catcher. And it's a ball and two strikes. So Rudick, again, the small numbers because he was injured for most of May and the early part of June. Of his nine hits, three doubles, one triple, and he's driven in three. The on-base, so 145 points higher than his batting average at 345. Cate twists and deals downhill. That pitch missed up and away at 92. Two balls and two strikes. Phenomenal starter at UConn. Tim Cate was drafted in the second round in 2018 and signed for a little bit shy of $1,986,000. 2-2. Rudick takes down and away, and the leadoff man doing a pretty good job of being that leadoff hitter, seeing a lot of pitches, running the count full. Infield is back. Here comes the payoff to Rudick. And Matt fouls the next pitch back and out of play. Nick Banks is in left field tonight. Jeremy Iden's in center. Kevin Strohschein in right. Omar Merihildo at the hot corner. Jordy Barley back in action this week. He's at short. Darren Baker plays second. Drew Mendoza at first with Pineda behind home plate. Another 3-2. And Rudick, check swing, fouls it back. So far, 7 pitches. Rudick upping Tim Cate's pitch count right away. Five-foot-seven outfielder digs in from the left side. Another 3-2 from Cate. And the pitch ripped to the second baseman. Baker makes the catch right off his left shoulder. The line drive cracked right at Baker. And a tough out because it was a great plate appearance for Matt Rudick. So he lines out. There's one down. Switch hitting shortstop Shervin Newton. Now normally bats lefty. Of course, swirls around and bats from the right side. Newton, a tall kid, 6'4", 210 pounds from the Netherlands. Hitting at 186 with a 284 on base. High kick, first pitch from Cate. Runs down and in over Newton's shoe tops. One ball, no strikes. Shervin, 3 homers, 14 RBIs, having a good series. Yesterday was on 2 out of 3 times with an RBI single, a walk, and a run scored. 1-0. That missed low with 90. 2 balls, no strikes. Now, Newton's been looking for that kind of breakout game. Go back to Tuesday, started off the whole series with a single, came around to score in the first inning. 2-0. And pins the tail in the inside corner. Another 90-mile-an-hour fastball from Cate, keeping it right in that low portion of the zone at the knees. And then in Wednesday's doubleheader, Newton had a big go-ahead 3-run homer. A 2-1. Shervin swings, tips it foul at home plate. Ricochets behind the catcher, Israel Pineda, and it's 2-2. Mickey Smith on the bases. Chandler Durham behind home plate. Guys dressed in black tonight. The black top, kind of that sleek gray pant. Just a little bit lighter than the black top. No score, one out, top of the first inning. Base is empty for Newton. Tim Cate so far throwing a good chunk of pitches. 6'4", fires away the 2-2, and Newton chases the ball in the dirt. It rolls in front of the plate. Pineda, the catcher, picks it up and sidearms it down to first in time for the strikeout and the 2-3 put out. So Cate has his first strikeout. Again, his strikeout rate, best of his career right now at 31%. This is the first time it's ever been better than 30%. So he's really surpassing his mark. And the best number of them all, some would say, is the 6% walk rate. Keeps it at a bare minimum. Here's Rowdy Jordan, switch hitter batting right. Initial offering to Rowdy runs low for ball one. Jordan at 251, pair of homers, 20 driven in, and a 355 on base. First came back yesterday, 0-for-4 with a walk. A twist in the 1-0. Jordan swings and tips it into the mitt. One ball, one strike. It's okay, 31% strikeout rate, 6% walk rate. The FIP is microscopic, 1.98. 30 and a third innings coming into tonight. Next pitch, tapped on the ground to third, right at Marahildo. He wings it across the diamond in time to complete Tim Cate's 1-2-3 first inning. Nothing for the Cyclones. Wilmington coming to bat when we return to Frawley Stadium on a Friday night on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Italian dining is a mixture of simplicity and taste. At Il Colosseo in Brooklyn, pull up a chair and sit down at a local favorite that'll have your mouth watering for all of the classics. Surrounded by a giant brick oven at the center of it all, enjoy antipasti like fried calamari, baked clams, and sautéed broccoli rabe. Dive into chicken franchise, veal piccata, or their classic Frank Sinatra pasta. Is your mouth watering yet? Yeah. Thought so. That's why it's time to make it an Il Colosseo night, a night you won't regret. Visit IlColoseoRistorante.com.
There is a weekend in July when the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Manny Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
Thank you.
Jeremy Idens leads off for Wilmington as we play bottom one, Cyclones and Blue Rocks. Scoreless, just getting started on a warm Friday night, about a quarter to seven in Wilmington, Delaware. Underneath I-95 that rolls north to south out in left field. Oscar Rojas gets the start tonight, his first pitch to Idens. Righty to righty, pierces the far side of the plate at 89, and Rojas gets his night started with a strike. First time we're seeing Idens in the leadoff spot tonight. The 0-1. Pitch tapped weakly towards third. It's foul. Picked up by Gattis just off the bag. Nothing in two. So Idens leading off tonight. Usually it's been Baker. Jeremy out of UCLA. Terrific hitter in college. Playing center field tonight. A right-handed batter hitting a 239 with a 324 on base. The 0-2. Cut on and foul to the plate. No balls, two strikes. One homer, six RBIs for Jeremy Idens, and six doubles, so still kind of looking to develop more of that damage doing at home plate. Trying to get it started tonight. The 0-2, fastball hit sharply towards short. Newton over with the backhand. The ball rolls up his arm over his shoulder and flops behind him. It should be an E6. So it is an E6 on Shervin Newton. Could not have been any more tailor-made for him. Reached out with the backhand, and the ball had skimmed across the dirt for a few feet before it got to him. So it really wasn't any wicked hops at the end. He just missed it. So Iden is on, and bottom one, runner on for Darren Baker, the lefty second baseman. First pitch, he pushes the bunt towards third. It's a beauty. Rojas over to pick it up, throws to first, and Schwartz picks it out. Good play by JT at first base. Baker, though, lays down the sacrifice. It goes 1-3. Now Rojas making headway there, getting off the mound, rolling all the way over to the third baseline in front of the catcher. I thought O'Neill had a chance at it. Thought Gattis had a chance at it. But Rojas parted the Red Sea there, came down the middle, made the play. Baker was at 298, one homer, 18 RBIs, 352 on base. Pitch to Nick Banks. The lefty cuts and misses at 82. No balls and a strike. So the Blue Rocks now threatening that E6 moves into scoring position. Idens at second base with one out. There's no score in the bottom of the first. Rojas out of the stretch, set at the belly. Rocks and deals. And Banks fouls it back towards the sweet level. Strike two. Banks here on rehab assignment. Four games in, 2 for 10. Four strikeouts, no walks. He has a triple and three RBIs. Trying to get backed up to AAA Rochester, upstate New York. Rojas comes set, making his eighth start of the year, his 12th appearance. And the pitch runs up and in. One ball, two strikes. Last time out was certainly an interesting game. He ended up giving up a career-high 9 hits, but one. Gave up 2 runs over 5 to Aberdeen. That's not easy to do. The 1-2. Tapped on the ground to the right side. Schwartz reaches out with the backhand, but it's by him into right field. Idens around third, heading home. Swazi's throw to the plate is cut off. Idens slides in at home plate, and Wilmington has a 1-0 lead. This is going to go down as an RBI single, but JT Schwartz just reached out with the glove. It looked like he pushed right through it. Chance for Brooklyn to at least get an out, and they get nothing. Wilmington takes a 1-0 lead, bottom of the first. And with a runner on and one down, here's Yasiel Antuna. Switch hitter batting left as the DH tonight, so he gets the half day off, usually an outfielder. First pitch to Antuna, he swings and rolls it up the first baseline, foul, strike one. So Newton, the E6, comes around to score. Sack bunt by Baker. Banks on with the RBI single. Banks now 3 for 11. And Antuna in, 242, 6 homers, 27 RBIs, 382 on base. He is the number 11 prospect in the national system. Rojas kicks, comes home. Just missed outside with 83 miles an hour. So Wilmington does like to strike early. They have done that a lot in this series. They are up early again, the 1-1. Antuna takes a letter high strike on the far side of the plate. 83 miles an hour again for Rojas. Throws the four seamer, has a sinker, curve, slider, and changeup. 1-2. Taken upstairs, tried to offer the fastball, 90 up, and Antuna would not stretch the zone. Oscar working quickly, gets a sign from O'Neill. Pitch. Swing and a pop up, left side of the infield. Newton goes out to shallow left, 2 feet on the grass, settles under it, makes the catch. So Antuna pops out. Take a look at the Cyclones defensively. Rojas got jumped here in the first inning, trying to limit the damage. But it's Matt Rudick in left field, Jalen Palmer in center, Joe Swazi in right. Nick Gattis at the hot corner. It's Newton and Jordan up the middle, Rowdy at second. JT Schwartz at first, Matt O'Neill behind home. 1-0 Rocks, bottom one for righty third baseman and the power hitter, Omar Merahildo. First one, up and in. Fans oohing and aahing. That came up and in. Chin music at 90 miles an hour. Merahildo having another good year. 10 homers, 38 RBIs. The 1-0 takes that one up and in as well at 84. Rojas took something off. Two balls, no strikes. Batting average is .262. And the on-base, .347. 16 doubles. 2-0. Swinging a tapper behind home plate. Foul ball, strike one. So Rojas comes in 24% strikeout rate. A little bit better than average. Walk rate's always been good. 5.5%. Done a nice job limiting the walks this year. 2-1. Missed up and in. So Omar now in a nice, juicy three-ball, one-strike count with two outs in the bottom of the first, runner on. And Wilmington up 1-0. Banks with the leadoff first, the 3-1. Missed outside, so a walk issued by Oscar. And the inning continues. Rojas has now thrown 19 first-inning pitches. No visit from anybody, so they will let the 23-year-old out of Guanajuato, Mexico, battle through this with two outs. Drew Mendoza digs in. Two starts this year for Rojas against Wilmington. One good and one weird. I'll explain the weird. Pitch. Mendoza takes inside. Ball one. Now Mendoza at 235, three homers, 33 RBIs, 313 on base. But those 33 RBIs, he's batting behind Merahildo with 38, behind Antuna with 27. It's a tough, tough row of hitters. 1-0. Runs downstairs, and Rojas falls behind 2-0. Saw them for the opening outing of the year was a relief appearance, but he was phenomenal. Four scoreless, struck out six. One hit, one walk, gave up virtually nothing. Oscar's 2-0. Mendoza takes a strike on the far side of the plate. And then his next start was in Coney Island, the series that is known as the Fog Series. Cyclones of Blue Rock supposed to play six, ended up playing four out of six and only three of the 6 days. The 2-1 clubbed in the air to center. Palmer back on it. Jalen's got room. Goes into right center and makes the catch to end the inning. But Wilmington grabs one run, one hit, one big error, and two left. Rojas limits the damage, does best he can to get out of trouble. Now we go to the second inning. It's 1-0 Wilmington against the Brooklyn Cyclones on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
These are the very first images from the new space telescope.
Hello, everyone. You don't have to leave the solar system to watch MLB Network. Stream live shows, live look-ins to big moments, and great games every week. Just sign in with your TV provider info at MLBNetwork.com.
Here we go!
Or through the MLB app or on Xbox. MLB Network, just about anywhere in the known universe.
Oh, this one could go to orbit!
Oh, that's not good.
At Brooklyn Roasting Company, we believe that making delicious coffee is a fundamentally simple proposition. Grind freshly roasted, high-quality beans into clean brewing equipment. Add near-boiling filtered water, and voila, a perfect cup of piping hot coffee. At Brooklyn Roasting, we're serious but not snobby. Practical but not pretentious. Accessible, not exclusive. Just like Brooklyn, we're bold, brave, colorful, and creative. Enjoy Brooklyn Roasting Company coffee with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park this summer. And go to brooklynroasting.com. Cyclones chasing one as they come to the plate in the top of the second inning. Brooklyn visiting Wilmington for game five of an eight-game set. My name is Keith Ratt. Under the hot 91-degree sunshine today, sunset about 8:30. So I got a lot of sunshine to gobble us up on a Friday night. Pretty good crowd as well. I think they have fireworks tonight. It is a Friday in America, by the way. So why not have some fireworks at a minor league game? Joe Swazi leads off for Brooklyn. It's Swaz, Schwartz, and Palmer, 4, 5, and 6. Swazi, the righty-hitting right fielder, digs in against lefty Tim Cate, who had a 1-2-3 first. Initial offering from Cate. Rifles over the outside corner at 88. Swazi takes strike one. Joe hitting at 250 with a 342 on base. Right now the second most valuable offensive player on the team. The 0-1, he swings and balloons one in the air to deep center field. Iden's back towards the track, makes the catch on the run. And at the end of Iden's run, as he caught the ball and took a few more strides, cross into that gravelly warning track in center field. So Swazi flies out. Joe with four homers and 19 RBIs. And now JT Schwartz, who usually hits third, but batting in the five spot tonight, got the off day yesterday, and sat the night game of Wednesday's doubleheader. They're trying to give him a breather. Kicking the pitch, lefty to lefty. JT goes right up the middle with a worm burner into center field. So Schwartz did not take too long at all. He usually likes to sit back a little bit, take a few pitches, work the count. He jumps ahead and drives a base hit up the middle. Schwartz was at 265. That, of course, goes up. So does the 362 on base. One homer, 21 RBIs. Brooklyn down 1-0, one on, one out. Top two for Jalen Palmer. First time from the stretch for Cate, who deals and hits the letters on the outside edge. That was 82 for strike one. Palmer at 179, 293 on base. Team leading six homers and 19 RBIs. Cate's pitch. Palmer takes the curveball on the inside corner. And Jalen behind, nothing in two. Schwartz not much of a base stealer, but he's picked it up a little bit. Two for his last three. 0-2. Curveball hammered in the air. Deep to left center. Iden's back at the track. He stops and makes the catch. Palmer got good wood on that, but it just died out there in left center field. There's two flags to the left of the batter's eye. The big American flag is the top of the two flags. The other one kind of a blue-yellow type. And I'm going to guess probably the state flag of Delaware. But the wind blowing in almost perfectly at that ball to left center field, just off the batter's eye. Two outs. Here's Nick Gattis from the right side. Cate fires away, and Nick takes the fastball in there. Strike one. 400 a dead center, 325 down the lines. As we have said this entire year, it is very difficult to hit it out to the gaps, which is where Palmer tried to put it in left center, especially with that wind. 0-1. It drifts down and in. Gattis takes, and it's a ball and a strike. Now Nick working back from the IL this week. He's at third base for the first time since his return. On base at 291, the batting average on the interstate at 198. Kick in the 1-1. Missed in tight right by his belt. Two balls and a strike. One homer, 15 RBIs for Gattis. Normally a catcher, but playing a lot more third base this year than in years prior. He's trying to stay versatile. The 2-1, Gattis chases down low. Went after the fastball at 91. Two balls and two strikes. The entire field in the sunshine. The shadows fall perfectly from the third base line to the first base line. So Tim Cate standing on the mound, and his shadow elongates shooting out from his feet down the mound of the dirt of the mound onto the grass about halfway to first. Long shadows as the sun starts to make its way down for the night.
Schwartz off first with two outs. Here's the 2-2. Gattis takes a bouncer that goes past the catcher, up against the netting behind home plate, and Schwartz down to second base on a wild pitch. Now that was as wild pitch gets for Tim Cate. Tried to bounce that curveball in front of the plate, and Pineda could not squeeze it between those shin guards. Squirted up and over, and hit maybe 25, 30 feet up on that netting. So Gattis with the tying run in scoring position. Brooklyn down 1-0, top two. Three balls, two strikes. Here's the payoff. And the curveball tapped towards the shortstop, Barley. He charges, goes quickly to first, and zings it there in time. Barley with those quick twitch muscles comes down, grabs the ball, pounds it in the glove a few times, and then snapped it across the diamond. Brooklyn strands the runner at second base. Schwartz singled, but hung out there. We're done with an inning and a half from Wilmington. It's 1-0 in favor of the Nationals affiliate on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, hon. Have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murph's, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murph's, it's one sip, one believer. And apparently, a whole lot more.
Is that the Murph in our kitchen?
The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
Sometimes it can feel like too much. How do I balance between saving for my own retirement while also paying for student loans? What about my kids and their education? And my parents? They're getting older too. They're going to need me to be there for them very soon.
That's where I come in. I'm Christina Guglielmetti from Future Perfect Planning in Brooklyn. And these are some of the common concerns my clients have. Questions like, how much home can I afford? Can I even take the risk of changing careers while planning for the future? How do I prioritize when everything seems important? It can be very overwhelming. I create flexible financial plans that balance your current needs with where you want to go. Head to futureperfect.nyc and let's start a conversation today.
Bottom of the second inning from Frawley Stadium, 1-0 Wilmington. Blue Rocks, the Nationals affiliate, leading in game five of this eight-game set. So Blue Rocks come to the plate. Second turn against Oscar Rojas. He was looking for a cleaner start. It was an E6 that got the whole party started in the bottom of the first inning. The last thing you ask for is a pitcher. And that runner got on and came around to score. So that's why it's 1-0 Wilmington. Israel Pineda digs in. Rojas slow wind. First offering runs up and into the righty for ball one. Rojas does not throw very hard, but when he reaches back, like he has done a couple times this year, he can touch 93, 94. The 1-0. Fastball, pop foul over our heads behind home plate. And out towards the main gates, it's a ball and a strike. Pineda is a top 30 prospect with the Nats. Checks in at number 24, according to MLB Pipeline. Here's the 1-1. Cut and a miss. 90-mile-an-hour fastball, letter high. Big rip by Pineda. Israel from Maracay, Venezuela. He's still a kid, just 22 years old. Waves the bat. Here's the 1-2. Rojas missed upstairs. Two balls, two strikes. Pineda at 238. The on-base at 276. Two homers, 24 ribbies. 2-2 coming. Missed up and in. Almost got a piece of him. And it's 3-2. Another slow wind. The payoff pitch. Up and in. Rojas misses his spot. His second walk of the night. I mentioned that walk rate's 5%. But there are times where you can kind of notice that the walks do increase. Rojas had a game this year against Hudson Valley where he walked 4 out of nowhere, which is one off his career high. So now the eight man, righty right fielder Kevin Strohschein. First offering, Strohschein swings, it's a ground ball to third. Gattis circles, fields, throws to second for one. That's all they get. Very close play at second base. Strohschein is safe at first on the fielder's choice, and Gattis just got it to Rowdy Jordan at second base for the 5-4 putout. Mario Lison, who's the manager and third base coach sure would have argued he had probably the best angle at it, right over Gattis' shoulder, peering from third base, watching the ball hit the glove as Pineda slid into second base feet first. So one on, one out for Wilmington, bottom two. 1-0 Rocks. Pitch to Jordy Barley. Slider swerves outside for ball one. Barley in the shortstop spot tonight, hitting at 190, 250 on base percentage. Just one home run and 10 RBIs. Pitch. So going to ground ball to third again. It hits Gattis in the chest. Rolls over to Newton. He misses the ball. It now caroms into center field. Strohschein gets to third, and Barley is into second base. What a mess. Wilmington's getting the bumps and the breaks going their way. They have second and third with one out. How the heck do you score this one? Now, this should not be an error on Gattis because it was hit so hard, my opinion at least. But if it is an error, then you kind of understand. But the ball hit. Gattis is in line with the bag at third. It hit him in the chest. Bounced over to Newton. Newton tries to reach down with the shovel and scoop it up, but he missed it. And the ball had so much velocity to it, hitting off Gattis' chest, rolling into left field. It rolled so far that it set up second and third. So it's just a straight base hit. Here's Jeremy Idens from the right side. Corners are in. Pitch. Slider connects on the outside corner. Rojas jumps ahead, nothing and one. So you had that E6 in the first inning, led to a run. Now you have this very mean and angry ground ball that hits off Gattis' chest. The 0-1 pitch. Idens cuts through the fastball. Strike two. They do credit Barley with the double, because I guess you have to. Just one of those weird things. So second and third, Strohschein at third, Barley at second base with his fifth two-base hit. A lean back in the 0-2. The ball bounces in the dirt, smothered by O'Neill. One ball, two strikes. Four pitches, 20 strikes for Rojas. Let's out a big exhale. From the belly, the 1-2. Fastball rolled over to short right at Newton. He collects, throws to second base, and they get Barley trying to go back. Meanwhile, Strohschein scores from third, and it's 2-0 Wilmington in the bottom of the second inning. It's a very heads-up play by Newton. So Idens, you can give him an RBI fielder's choice. And Barley is out 6-4 at second base. So that's the second out. Two down, runner at first for Darren Baker. 2-0 Wilmington. Pitch to the lefty. Sails outside for ball one. Now, to play like that, Strohschein was breaking home. You had no chance to get him. So Newton, instead of throwing across to first, able to get the lead runner, which is helpful. Next pitch to Baker. Misses off the plate. Rojas trying the heat at 89 and falls behind 2-0. Baker laid down a sack bunt his last time. Next pitch, runner goes. Pitch taken for a strike. Throw down. A second is in time. Newton puts the tag on Iden, sliding in. Matt O'Neill with the 2-6 put out feeds Newton, and Sherman takes care of the rest. One run, one hit, no errors, one weird ground ball, and nobody left. Wilmington, though, keeps trucking along. Blue Rocks have a 2-0 lead. They're trying to ride the momentum of some good breaks in this game. We go top three at Frawley Stadium. Cyclones down two on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
If you're looking for a bus company that makes safety its top priority, look no further than Panorama Tours. Not only are they one of the best in the Northeast, they're also the official transportation provider for the Brooklyn Cyclones. Call them today at 973-470-9700 or visit online at panoramabustours.com.
If you're looking for seafood straight from the boat, Nick's Lobster House has you covered. A proud woman-owned business, Nick's Lobster House has supported frontline workers and helped Brooklyn get back on its feet. Taste carefully prepared seafood at the restaurant and raw seafood bar, or shop at the fish market for live lobsters, baked clams, oysters, shrimp, crab legs, and all the seafood you need to make a scrumptious meal at home. Located at 2777 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, taste the freshest seafood at Nick's Lobster House.
the third inning. Cyclones come to the plate, trailing Wilmington 2-0. Oscar Rojas giving up two clunky runs. Meanwhile, the Cyclones have sent seven men to the plate, one over the minimum, retired by left-hander Tim Cate. Cyclones put the ball in play against a big-time strikeout pitcher who has struck out just one of the seven men. Warren Saunders, Matt O'Neill in the top of the order for the Mets affiliate. First pitch to the righty Warren. Big breaking ball missed upstairs. 1-0. Saunders, O'Neill, last two guys to hit tonight for either side. We've seen everybody else. Warren waves the bat over his back shoulder. Now rested. Here comes the 1-0. He takes a little bit downstairs. Close pitch, but it's ball two. 89-mile-an-hour fastball. Saunders at 220 with a 290 on base. One homer, three ribbies. Cate twists and deals the 2-0, and Saunders hits a sharp ground ball to third, picked on the backhand by Merihildo. He wings it across in time. 5-3 put out. So the name of the game for Cate is to try to get good wood on him, because if you do put the ball in play, there's a chance you can get something to fall your way. Batting average on balls in play, 351. So if you don't get lulled into that strikeout count, put a good swing on it. You put yourself in a good spot. Here's Matt O'Neill for the right side. Initial offering to the catcher. Down and in for ball one. Cyclones at the plate. Top three down 2-0. One out. Base is empty. O'Neill rests the bat on his shoulder. Here's the 1-0. Takes the change down and in for ball two. O'Neill down to 189. Even that on-base percentage by itself looks beautiful at 343. But O'Neill sliding big time. 2-0. That missed down and in. Ball three. Two for his last 32. And then, you know, Moneyball Matt likes to walk. He's only walked twice in that span. 3-0 pitch. And it's down low. Ball four. So Cate, who doesn't really walk anybody, walks O'Neill, of course, four pitches. By the way, a little transactional note from today for the Cyclones. I had an old familiar face come kicking the door down to the clubhouse today. Nathan Jones. That name should ring a bell. The 2019 New York Penn League champion, Nate Jones, who actually started the championship game, game three, against the Lowell Spinners. Here's Matt Rudick. He takes a Tim Cate breaking ball strike on the inside corner, 0-1. 2-0 lead for the Wilmington Blue Rocks, one on, one out, top three. So Nate Jones is back, pitching at high A for the first time in his career. Cate's 0-1. Rudick goes the other way on a line out to left field. Banks plays it on a hop. Base hit by Matt Rudick, who's hit the ball well twice tonight against Tim Cate. Rudick cracked a line drive right at the second baseman, Darren Baker, his first time. And this time, nice simple swing to go the other way. So Brooklyn again chasing two. They now have base runners on, multiple base runners on for the first time tonight. And the heart of the order due up: Newton, then Jordan, then Swazi. Cate set at the belly, looks at second, fires to Newton, and the pitch catches the far side of the plate for strike one. Newton struck out his first time, the only guy so far to fan in the entire game. Wearing the sunglasses, the highly reflective orange glowing sunglasses under that helmet. The 0-1. Down and in. Pineda with the stab to his left. One ball, one strike. So Nate Jones was injured and he missed a lot of 2019, but he came back at the end of the year. Pitched three innings in the championship game. Passed off to Matt Allen. Of course, the rest is history. But did not pitch at all in 2021. A 1-1 to Newton. He swings and rolls it off his body. So a foul ball at home plate. 2020, everybody missed. 2021 did not pitch. And Nate Jones, if he had pitched even a little bit more in 2019, he probably would have been a top 30 prospect. Because he's a fifth-round pick in 2019. At a Northwestern State University, which is not the one in Chicago, the one in Louisiana. But he was down with Low A St. Lucie this year, pitching exclusively in relief, and he joins the bullpen here. 1-2, Newton rolls over to third. Marahildo grabs, throws to second for one. Baker to first base in time. Around the horn, there goes Wilmington with a 5-4-3 double play. And the Cyclones' solid threat is ripped apart. No runs, one hit, one walk, one left. Middle of three, Wilmington still in front, 2-0 on a Friday night on the East Coast on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
It's a jam-packed June 24th at Maimonides Park. Join us for fireworks, FDNY night, and Mets tote bag giveaway. We honor New York's finest at the ballpark, and the first 2,000 fans in attendance receive a Mets tote bag as part of our amazing Friday night series. Plus, start your weekend with a bang thanks to Friday night fireworks with the Brooklyn Cyclones. That's a jam-packed June 24th. Grab your tickets today at brooklyncyclones.com/tickets.
Third inning for Oscar Rojas. Brooklyn starters giving up a couple of runs. Wilmington leads Brooklyn 2-0, bottom of the third inning. So far, a tally in each frame. And in this inning, Darren Baker will get his second at bat officially. He was at the plate in the second inning when Jeremy Idens was thrown out by Matt O'Neill. Trying to swipe second base, O'Neill said, nay, nay. And Idens wiped off the bases and the threat over. First pitch to Baker. Lefty takes a Rojas fastball for a strike. Baker, Banks, and Antuna, 2-3 and 4. Gattis in at third, now backpedals. Here's the 0-1. And the breaking ball hit to short. Newton to his left, scoops it up, sends it over to first base in time. Newton made an early error, but has since come back with a couple of really nice plays. And Baker is retired. One down, bottom three. So now Nick Banks, who had a ribby single his first time to bring in Jeremy Idens. It was a ball that was kind of a weird hit, E3 deal. JT Schwartz had a ball that he just missed. First pitch to Banks. Takes right down the chute from Rojas. Nothing in one on the lefty. JT had a little bouncer to his right, came off the line, reached out with his glove and missed it. The 0-1, Banks swings through. And Rojas jumps ahead. No balls, two strikes. What Oscar really looking for right now is a 1-2-3 inning. Just something simple. High kick, the 0-2. Banks cuts and misses. Struck him out on three pitches. All fastballs. And the AAA bat is Rojas' first strikeout victim of the night. Now, I mentioned earlier before the end of the first inning that Rojas pitched two games against Wilmington. One, a four-inning dazzling relief appearance. And then one, a really weird start on May 14th. Here's Antuna, switch hitter batting left. And first pitch to him, dots the knees for strike one. The 14th was that Saturday game after two consecutive fogouts. 0-1, that's up and in. One ball, one strike. We ended up playing on Saturday and tried to play through the fog. We played two innings, the 1-1. Tuna takes inside, close pitch, ball two. And Rojas, who had woken up on Wednesday thinking he was going to pitch, Thursday thinking he was going to pitch, Friday thinking he was going to pitch, Saturday finally got out there. The 2-1 runs away inside under Antuna's elbows, ball three. And now Rojas summons somebody out. I think he's looking over to the dugout, asking for some help. Oscar's looking over to the dugout. Here comes Austin Dayton, the trainer, who's kind of surprisingly going, is he asking for me? Here comes Chris Newell, Austin Dayton, and A.J. Sega, the pitching coach. Oscar Rojas not feeling good right now. Rojas communicating with Austin Dayton. By the way, Oscar's English is phenomenal. really working on it. So explaining to Austin exactly what's what. The entire infield is circled around him. And Rojas, I do not think he's going to stay in this game just the way he was summoning. And now A.J. Sager, the pitching coach, is pointing to the dugout to get somebody up. The question is, who's it going to be? Poor Oscar Rojas felt something after delivering that last pitch to Antuna. And Matt O'Neill, the catcher, standing to Rojas' left, starting to squeeze Rojas' shoulder. So is Newell, patting him on the back. That's probably not a good thing. Rojas is coming out of this game. So Oscar takes the steps off the mound. It's a guy that missed all of 2019 with injury. And whatever it is, not going to speculate because I have no idea from all the way over here what it is. Hoping it's not too bad. So Rojas is done. Brooklyn goes to the bullpen. It's 2-0 Wilmington with two outs, a 3-1 count coming up to Yasiel Antuna, and a new arm coming in when we return on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
At Brooklyn Roasting Company, we believe that making delicious coffee is a fundamentally simple proposition. Grind freshly roasted, high-quality beans into clean brewing equipment. Add near-boiling filtered water, and voila, a perfect cup of piping hot coffee. At Brooklyn Roasting, we're serious but not snobby. Practical but not pretentious. Accessible, not exclusive. Just like Brooklyn, we're bold, brave, colorful, and creative. Enjoy Brooklyn Roasting Company coffee with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park this summer. And go to brooklynroasting.com.
Hey, hon. Have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murph's, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murph's, it's one sip, one believer. And apparently, a whole lot more.
Is that the Murph in our kitchen?
The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
If you're looking for a bus company that makes safety its top priority, look no further than Panorama Tours. Not only are they one of the best in the Northeast, they're also the official transportation provider for the Brooklyn Cyclones. Call them today at 973-470-9700 or visit online at panoramabustours.com.
Sunday, June 26th is Peppa Pig Night. Everyone's favorite pig will pose for photos with kids, roam around the concourse, and dive into some muddy puddles on Coney Island. We'll have pig-related fun and games throughout the night to celebrate the cheeky little pig. Get your tickets today at brooklyncyclones.com/tickets.
Italian dining is a mixture of simplicity and taste. At Il Colosseo in Brooklyn, pull up a chair and sit down at a local favorite that'll have your mouth watering for all of the classics. Surrounded by a giant brick oven at the center of it all, enjoy antipasti like fried calamari, baked clams, and sautéed broccoli rabe. Dive into chicken franchise, veal piccata, or their classic Frank Sinatra pasta. Is your mouth watering yet? Yeah, thought so. That's why it's time to make it an Il Colosseo night. A night you won't regret. Visit IlColoseoRistorante.com.
Fridays are Fridays at Maimonides Park. And now, the Cyclones are offering two drinks on the house. Head to BrooklynCyclones.com/drinks on us, and your first two drinks are on us. When you purchase tickets using this link, you'll get a field box ticket plus a credit for your first two drinks. All you need to do is scan your ticket at the concession stand if you're choosing, and you'll get two 12-ounce domestic beers for free. Not bad, huh? Beer deals at a ball game. Book it. BrooklynCyclones.com/drinks on us. It's a jam-packed June 24th at Maimonides Park. Join us for fireworks, FDNY night, and Mets tote bag giveaway. We honor New York's finest at the ballpark, and the first 2,000 fans in attendance receive a Mets tote bag as part of our amazing Friday night series. Plus, start your weekend with a bang thanks to Friday night fireworks with the Brooklyn Cyclones. That's a jam-packed June 24th. Grab your tickets today at BrooklynCyclones.com/tickets.
Cyclones make a Baikal Cadillac call to the bullpen to bring in the aforementioned Nathan Jones. Now, we had a feeling we would see Nate at some point tonight. We didn't expect it to be on the heels of Oscar Rojas leaving in the bottom of the third inning due to injury. So here's the setup. It's 2-0 Wilmington. Two outs, the bases are empty. And Oscar Rojas was on the mound, threw a 2-1 pitch to Yasiel Antuna that missed inside, looked like a fastball. It became three balls and a strike, but Rojas immediately turned over to the dugout and just kind of underhand summoning motion towards him for some help. Brought out Austin Dayton, brought out the bench coach, Chris Newell, who's the acting manager. Luis, by the way, back tomorrow. And brought out A.J. Sager, and they inspected Oscar, and Oscar came out of the game. So Nate Jones has been out there warming up for Brooklyn. He is allowed to get as much time as he needs. He's going to take two more pitches. So Nate now back. He was called up effectively on the roster today, but in transit yesterday. Joined the team back at the hotel when the bus got back last night. And Nate in a Cyclones uniform for the first time since 2019. So that's very, very cool to see him again. He's certainly very, very happy to be back. Joking a little bit earlier, he said, you know, Florida was nice, but it started to get too hot. I said, oh, really? You poor guy. So Jones coming back from injury. I pitched actually a ton with St. Lucie in relief. Some small outings, some big outings. Threw 16 times, all in relief. Throws his final warm-up pitch, and he is ready. So, Yasiel Antuna is at the plate. This is a fun little official scoring nugget right now. So it's a mid-at-bat pitching change. And for those of you at home are wondering what happens to what. Now, if Nate Jones strikes out Yasiel Antuna, he gets credit for the strikeout. But if he walks Antuna, Rojas suffers the walk. So three balls, one strike. Jones ready to fire his first pitch from the stretch. Here it comes. And Antuna takes down and in. It's ball four. So that walk is charged to Oscar Rojas. So you can actually close the line. Oh, I guess you can't close the line yet because the runner at first base belongs to Rojas. So Jones faces Omar Merahildo. It's 2-0 Wilmington, bottom of the third inning. Two outs. Antuna on for the first time. Jones from the stretch. Right-hander, 185-pounder, deals home. And the pitch ripped into left field. Rudick gliding over, dives, and Rudick did not make the catch. Ball popped out of his glove. Antuna gets the third and stops as the ball comes flying into the mound. Matt Rudick came soaring in, reached out, a shoestring grab into a reach-out dive, and went into a tumble, and everybody thought he had it. And all of a sudden, it popped out of his mitt and landed behind him. So Antuna gets to third base. Merahildo at first with a single. That's a tough break. And again, you just get that feeling that everything is going Wilmington's way today. So they're at the corners for Drew Mendoza. Jones fires. That fastball fouled back to the netting. Nate coming in, by the way, 93 miles an hour. Mendoza flew out to center his first time. Nate ahead, nothing and one. Deals home. And the fastball swung through and missed. Strike two. So Jones gets ahead. No balls, two strikes. Mendoza chewing his gum as he hops back in that lefty batter's box. The 0-2. Mendoza hits ground ball to the right side. Second baseman Rowdy Jordan fields in shallow right field. Jones over to field at first base to make the snare and connect on the 4-1 put out at first to retire Mendoza. No runs, one hit, no errors, two lefts. Wilmington does not score for the first time tonight. We go to the fourth. Wilmington 2, Brooklyn nothing on the Cyclones Radio Network.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
It's a jam-packed June 24th at Maimonides Park. Join us for fireworks, FDNY night, and Mets tote bag giveaway. We honor New York's finest at the ballpark, and the first 2,000 fans in attendance receive a Mets tote bag as part of our amazing Friday night series. Plus, start your weekend with a bang thanks to Friday night fireworks with the Brooklyn Cyclones. That's a jam-packed June 24th. Grab your tickets today at brooklyncyclones.com/tickets.
Top of the fourth inning, Cyclones back at the plate against lefty Tim Cate. It's a 2-0 lead for the Wilmington Blue Rocks, the high affiliate of the Washington Nationals, playing in their home digs tonight at Frawley Stadium. My name is Keith Rad, in front of a jam-packed crowd, sitting in the blue seats. First base, home plate, third base line, suites up top, pretty packed. No seats out in the outfield. There's a picnic area down the first base line and an even bigger one down the third base line. Fans getting ready for a fireworks show coming up after the game. Cyclones at the plate, top four, send up Jordan, Swazi, and Schwartz, 3, 4, and 5. Tim Cate, the lefty, works into the windup. First pitch to Jordan. He swings and balloons it into shallow right field. Stroshine in and on the gallop makes the catch. One pitch, one out for Tim Cate. Take a look at some scores from around the league today. Hudson Valley and Greensboro postponed again today. Now, before you go ahead and say, I wonder what the weather was like, I thought the same thing yesterday when they were postponed. I just had a power outage and couldn't play, so I have no idea why it was postponed. Could have been the power, could have been the storm. Joe Swazi at the dish, righty batter, nobody on base, one out. First offering, just missed outside for ball one. Aberdeen, who's already won the division in the first half, taking on Jersey Shore. Top three in Lakewood. Here's the 1-0. Swazi takes a strike on the outside edge. 1-1. Now the race is on in the South. We'll kind of follow that story into Thursday, final day of the first half. 1-1 to Joe. He takes up and in. Cate falls behind 2-1. So entering today, Bowling Green wakes up in first place in the South. Half game lead over Hickory. And a 2.5 game lead over Rome. Here's the 2-1. Joe takes low for ball three. Now Bowling Green is setting up tonight with Winston-Salem, who is 3.5 back, so they're certainly in the chase. Greenville and Asheville are out of it. 11.5 back and 12 back. Hitters count the 3-1. Joe breaks his bat. It's a grounder to second base. Baker scoops it up. Looks to first. Fires that way in time for the 4-3 putout. So two quick outs for Cate, top four. His Wilmington Blue Rocks lead 2-0. So again, Bowling Green, Winston-Salem, teams that are fighting at it out. Bowling Green trying to hold serve as the lead horse in the South. Hickory, who won, lost last night to Greenville. So far scoreless with the Greenville drive. The team that destroyed last night. Rome beat Asheville 22-1 last night, but they're trailing 5-1 top three. First pitch to JT Schwartz. He rolls it to second base. Baker on the backhand. Fields throws low, and it gets by Mendoza. Schwartz is safe. First time the Cyclones catch a break in this game. That's an E4 all the way on Baker, who was at the spot, fielded, looked to first, and threw kind of a ground ball to Mendoza. And Drew, who's a big kid at 6'5", had to go all the way down to try to grab it and couldn't do it. So Schwartz on twice, one via single, one via an error, so officially 1-for-2. Here's Jalen Palmer, Brooklyn down 2-0, top four. Cate from the belt. Palmer swings over the changeup, strike one. Jalen caught a hanging breaking ball his last at bat, just missed hitting it out. Got it all the way to the warning track. And center to left center, the 0-1. That connects on the inside corner. Kate jumps ahead, no balls, two strikes. Shadows creep out along the left field foul pole, shooting out across the field. The shadows from left to right. Schwartz leads with two outs, just the 0-2. And Palmer cuts and misses. Tim Cate puts him away with the high cheese, his second strikeout of the night. And the Cyclones strand the error at first base. Middle of four, Wilmington 2, Brooklyn nothing on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, hon, have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murph's, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murph's, it's one sip, one believer, and apparently a whole lot more.
Is that the Murph in our kitchen?
The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
Sometimes it can feel like too much. How do I balance between saving for my own retirement while also paying for student loans? What about my kids and their education? And my parents? They're getting older too. They're going to need me to be there for them very soon.
That's where I come in. I'm Christina Guglielmetti from Future Perfect Planning in Brooklyn. And these are some of the common concerns my clients have. Questions like, how much home can I afford? Can I even take the risk of changing careers while planning for the future? How do I prioritize when everything seems important? It can be very overwhelming. I create flexible financial plans that balance your current needs with where you want to go. Head to futureperfect.nyc and let's start a conversation today.
Bottom of the fourth inning, Wilmington up 2-0 against the Brooklyn Cyclones. It is a gorgeous and hot, steamy Friday in Wilmington, Delaware. It's 91 degrees at first pitch. It's not really straying from that mark until a little bit later. But as the sun goes down, it's gotten cooler and cooler, at least in practice, but it is still very, very hot today. Nate Jones, first full inning of relief. He came in for the injured Oscar Rojas, who departed after facing Yasiel Antuna in the third inning. Israel Pineda leads off, righty catcher. Jones from the windup, first pitch. Hot foul out of play towards the seats. Heads into the suite level and hangs out up there for strike one. A run in the first, a run in the second against Rojas. We'll clean up his line for you, give it to you. The 0-1. Jones misses way outside. It's a ball and a strike. So Oscar lasts officially 2 2/3. Two runs, one earn. Here comes the 1-1. That runs high. Two balls and a strike on Pineda. So 2 2/3, two runs, one earned, two hits, walked three, struck out one. Jones into the windup, high kick, the 2-1 pitch. Pineda goes after it, pops it up, foul territory. Schwartz over towards the fence, runs out of room, this in the seats. And it clanks away, bounces up the concourse to the Chickies and Pete's down the first baseline. Whatever it is, sounds delicious. Pineda double taps the plate. One tap at the far side. One tap at the near side by his cleats. Cocks the bat back and forth like Gary Sheffield. The 2-2. Rip, but foul down a left field line. It stays 2-2. We'll take a look at the Mets affiliate circuit in the bottom of the fourth inning. Everybody in action today, including the Mets themselves. We'll start out with those guys opening up a series against Miami at home and leading 3-0. So Carlos Cookie Carrasco gets a Francisco Lindor three-run home run to start his night. Taking on Miami, who's not having a great year. There comes the 2-2. A pitch fouled back again by Pineda, who's hanging around. I guess ever since Derek Jeter left the Marlins and they decided, well, we're not going to win quite yet, they have proven it. This is a series where the Mets play today, tomorrow at 4, and Sunday at 1. They got to wrap it up quickly. 2-2, got him with a slider. And Jones strikes out Pineda for his first strikeout in a Cyclones uniform in 2022. What I mean by that is you just got to sweep Miami. You got to take care of the big teams. And luckily, they're doing that. Last night, 1-5-4 to beat Milwaukee. Take 2 out of 3. And that's certainly the Buck adage. Win series. First pitch to the righty, Kevin Stroshine. He swings, hits a chopper to short. Newton waits on the second hop. Fields throws quickly in one motion in time to get Stroshine by a step. That ground ball took a big bounding hop up into the air. Then Newton caught it on the short hop, collected chest high, and kind of a circular motion threw over the top. 2-0 Wilmington. 2 outs, base is empty. Bottom four. Here's Jordy Barley, who had a quirky double his first time. Righty against righty, Jones working with O'Neill. Deals home. And the slider's in there for a strike. Triple A Syracuse about to get started against Norfolk on the road at Harbor Park against the Baltimore Triple A affiliate. 0-1. Bounce to the plate. 1-1. Double A Binghamton sending Alex Valverde at Bowie. Top three, no score. And Lois St. Lucie with Christian Scott on the mound, trailing 3-1 against Tampa. That game, bottom five. 1-1, way upstairs. Barley twists out of the way. 2-2. Jordy, 22 years old, from San Pedro de Macorís in the Dominican Republic. Jones rocks and fires the 2-1, and Barley pops it foul, skying out of play. Over towards that Chickies and Pete's first baseline. So now to a 2-2 count. So Nate Jones thrown in there in emergency relief of Oscar Rojas, but Jones could give you 3 or 4 if he stays efficient. 2-2 pitch. Slider outside. Barley stares at it for ball three. All the relief appearances this year for Jones, sometimes an inning here or there, and sometimes extended relief. 3-2 pitch. This one's ripped over the third baseman's head. Plops into the grass down the line. Barley looking for two. He is quick. Rudick fields and fires to second base. But Barley is already there with a sliding double. Two doubles tonight for Jordy Barley in his return to the lineup. He is the perfect guy to bat ninth. Now you're going, what? Who wants to bat ninth? Well, somebody's got to do it. And if you have somebody do it, it's a guy who's just as good enough as a leadoff man, because he is so quick. And now a table setter for the top of the order. So Nate gives up his third base runner. 2 outs. Runner at second base. 2-0 Wilmington, bottom four. Nate from the stretch. Rocks and fires. First pitch to Jeremy Idens. Tails outside. Ball one. Third time through the order. Jones has faced all but the top three guys. Idens, Baker, and Banks. Barley with a big lead. Bigger lead now. Jones kicks and spins and looks the runner back. So Rowdy Jordan is the guy covering in this setup with the righty batter. You have the shortstop focus on his defensive duties. And the second baseman comes over and works with Jones on a throw down or a pickoff. 1-0. Way outside. Backhand smothered by O'Neill. 2-0 on the righty batter, Jeremy Idens. Jeremy officially 0-2, but he has driven in a run and scored a run. He's also been caught stealing. Hitters count. Jones is 2-0. Fastball fouled off of the plate. Just clipped the top of it, and it went stumbling behind home. Picked up by the bat boy in the warning track right in front of the first row. 2-0. Barley takes the lead, reaching out with his left hand. Here's the 2-1. Up and in, trying to clip the inside part of the zone. Jones missed with 91. Hitters count, 3-0. Iden's former eighth-round pick out of UCLA in 2019. Three rounds after Jones, the 3-1. So I'm going to pop foul to the right side out of play. 3-2. Barley doubled with two outs. He's at second base. A base hit scores him maybe 10 times. He's that quick. So Jones trying to get the batter right here. 3-2. Here's the payoff. Missed upstairs. Now Jones rifled the fastball up and in at 93 in the easiest take for Idens as he drops the bat into the grass and goes down to first. Now Brooklyn, who last night asked the bullpen to cover the last 5 1/3 innings, they only did it with two guys, which is beautiful. But that was yesterday, the day after a doubleheader, and today, the day before another doubleheader. You play two tomorrow, so you kind of have to save some arms. Here's Darren Baker with two on. First pitch, he swings and fouls it away, pulling it to the right side. Strike one. Umpire Chandler Durham swings out from around the catcher, dusts off the plate. This little skinny umpire brush. Gets back behind O'Neill, points out to the mound. Jones deals the 0-1 and finds the inside corner on Baker, nothing in two. Good slider strike at 83. Little Rock scored two early runs. Jones trying to throw back-to-back goose eggs. Keep the team in the game in the bottom of the fourth. Here's the 0-2. Last ball hit on the ground to second. Rowdy charges, collects, throws to first in time, inning over. So Jones in and out of trouble. Messes around with a couple of base runners, but strands two. And we go to the fifth. It's 2-0 Rocks against Brooklyn on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Good financial planning goes far beyond investments. Your financial goals must align with your life goals. That's where I come in. I'm Christina Guglielmetti from Future Perfect Planning right here in Brooklyn. Let's break down the secrecy around money, which will lead to more resilience in our own lives and in our communities. Simple isn't always easy, but I'll be your resource to keep you on track when you're tempted to abandon the strategy. Visit futureperfect.nyc and let's start a conversation today.
Sunday, June 26th is Peppa Pig Night. Everyone's favorite pig will pose for photos with kids, roam around the concourse, and dive into some muddy puddles on Coney Island. We'll have pig-related fun and games throughout the night to celebrate the cheeky little pig. Get your tickets today at brooklyncyclones.com/tickets.
Nothing lead for Wilmington. Cyclones need an answer. Having a tough time doing it against one of the better arms in the national system. Former top 30 prospect and former UConn Husky, Tim Cate. So far, four scoreless for Cate. He stayed rather efficient. He has struck out two and walked one. Sprayed around a couple of hits. Two hits allowed, one reach on error. But working against 7, 8, and 9, rounding out the order second time through. So Nick Gattis, Warren Saunders, and Matt O'Neill have their say. Again, Brooklyn chasing two. Top of the fifth. Gattis rolled over to short his first time. Here's the initial offering. And he taps it foul that way again. Strike one. Gattis playing the hot corner tonight. Points the bat at the dirt behind him. Next pitch, rifles a little bit high. One ball, one strike. Playing at Frawley Stadium, the old home of the Kansas City Royals, and they were in the Carolina League at High A. There's the kick in the 1-1. Gattis takes a bouncer by Cate, ball two. After the realignment and the professional development license, which you may hear the phrase thrown out there, oh, the PDL, the PDL, the PDL. Basically, that is the new agreement between these minor league teams and Major League Baseball. It's not all really one thing, a lot of individual owners. And so the change from the Royals to the Nationals. The 2-1 rolled over a foul again outside of third. It's two balls and two strikes. But when Kansas City was here, they had some pretty interesting players. As you walk down the third base concourse, you see some of the old Wilmington teams, 2003, 2004, 2005. You can see some of the names that eventually made the big leagues. But a couple years ago, 8 years ago, they had a very cool All-Star game. It was a 2-2. Yadis takes up high to run it full. And the guy that told me about this today is the guy standing in the first base coaching box, Chris Jacobs. First year with the Cyclones as the player development coach. He was in the All-Star game in 2014. Payoff pitch from Kate. And Gaddis barrels one up to deep left center field. Idens and Banks back. Idens at the track, makes the catch right in front of the fence. The ball just does not go anywhere. Into the gaps. Goes nowhere. That was a great piece by Gaddis. But it stays in the yard. That's the second one he's had this week. So in 2014, the Carolina League All-Star Game came here. Now, it was the Carolina League against the Cal League, the California League, two high-A leagues. Kind of a peculiar way to do it. You rarely see that anymore, an All-Star Game against two leagues. Here's Warren Saunders. He takes a big bender outside. Ball one. Cyclones trail 2-0, top of the fifth. Bases empty, one out. And Chris Jacobs said, "We jumped on a flight from Cali to Philly and came here to Wilmington." Here's the 1-0. Saunders takes out the soft one. It's time for a strike. And he said, "So I'm out there representing the Cal League." And he said, "I'll give you the infield around me playing defense. I was at first base." Jacobs was a first baseman in the Dodgers organization at the time. The 1-1. Saunders pops it up first base side. Mendoza trots out, gets into the grass, and the ball drops behind him. He misses the catch. Saunders is safe at first. Now the break for Brooklyn. Mendoza went back on it. Really easy, lazy pop-up. This is an E3. I think the right call. Mendoza's that was a very catchable ball. And he just did not make the grab. So neither side has really played all that tight defensively. It's the second Wilmington error. And an E4 back in the fourth, and now an E3. So the nine-man, Matt O'Neill, in with a runner on, kicking a throw over, and Saunders races back in. So anyway, Chris Jacobs says, "I'm at first base in the All-Star game. Trevor Story is playing second. Corey Seager is at short. And Carlos Correa is at third base." I mean, could you imagine? Pitch. O'Neill swings through for strike one. And it goes the guy leading off for the Carolina League, Tim Anderson. Just like, wow, star-studded. This is a minor league high-A All-Star game. People in the stands probably going, "Who are these guys?" Well, now we know who they are. 0-1, big hook, missed down and in. And it's a ball and a strike. That is the beauty of games like this. The issue is you kind of have to look a little bit. You kind of have to look at these names and put them in your back pocket for a few years. 1-1. O'Neill takes low, and Kate now falls behind. Two balls and a strike. Of course, the guys at high A, if they follow suit, say it's 2022, they have to go up to double A next year and triple A the year after, the bigs after that. 2-1. O'Neill drives a liner to the gap in right center. Stroshein turns. It's off the base of the fence, so one hopper off the wall. Saunders gets to third, takes the turn, heads to the plate. Baker's throw from shallow center field to the plate is cut off. Matt O'Neill doubles to right center field. Brooklyn on the board. They cut the Wilmington lead to 2-1 in the top of the fifth. That double by O'Neill brought to you by TD Bank. Make some noise for the new TD Double Up credit card. Cyclones, who had done next to nothing against Tim Cate, finally get good wood on him. So O'Neill, who is trying to erase the ghastly memory of a 2-for-23, is one for his last one. So O'Neill drives in his 12th run. Here's Matt Rudick, who's put good wood on Tim Cate twice tonight. Broken down one. One out, top five. Pitch. Breaking ball hit the other way. Banks over towards the line. Reaches up, makes the catch. And O'Neill retreats to second base. So Rudick tried to go after the first one. Popped it the other way. But Banks all over it this time. Here's Sherman Newton. Two outs in the inning. Tying run at second base. Newton has grounded out and struck out. Kate the lefty. Thrown just 65 pitches. Rocks and deals. And Newton takes the breaking ball outside. 1-0. So just to wrap up the point. If everybody kind of continues on one level a year, most of these guys, if they follow that track, won't get to the big leagues till 2025. The 1-0. Newton skirts backwards, takes inside. Kate misses with the 90-mile-an-hour fastball. 2-0. Newton has already homered this week. Looking to drive a ball with a 2-0 count. Maybe Kate knows that. Setting up for the soft stuff. We shall see. Kicking the pitch. Newton takes down and in. It was a changeup low for ball three. So where will Kate be in 2025? Will he be on a big league mound? Will Newton be playing shortstop somewhere in the big leagues? Got to take this whole snapshot of the picture out there in the field. And again, put it in your back pocket. 3-0. Down and in. Newton walks on four pitches. So Kate tonight has now walked a pair. Cyclones have first and second. And here comes Mark DeFelice, the pitching coach, jogging out there to the mound to talk to Tim Kate. Now Kate, a guy when he was drafted, he had just such a pedigree from his time at UConn. It's such a good resume. He's one of those guys that you say, oh, for sure, a big leaguer. It's never that easy. Kate's journey through UConn, through the national system. It's just like everybody's. Ups and downs, point A to point B. It's never that straight line. It's always that snaking, swirling, sometimes scribbling path to get from A to B. And UConn was a former first-team all-conference member. He was on Team USA in 2016. Traveled to California, Taiwan, Japan, Cuba. Did the same thing in 2017, played for Team USA. And then drafted by the Nationals, 65th pick in 2018. Here's Rowdy Jordan, switch hitter batting right. He takes a fastball strike on the outside corner. So Kate, after the mound meeting, throws a strike. Cyclones down 2-1, top of the fifth. Runners at first and second with two outs. Jordan 0-2. Pitch. Rowdy hits a ground ball right back to the mound. Easy play for Katie. Spins, looks to first, throws that way, and the inning is over. One run, one hit, one big error. Two left. Cyclones do get one back, but Tim Kate keeps the lead at Wilmington after the first half of the ball game up 2-1. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning next from Frawley Stadium on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Where there's baseball,
one pitch away from baseball history,
there's drama.
He has here.
Where there's baseball,
near the wall,
there's action.
He made a phenomenal catch.
And where there's baseball,
let's go live inside the park.
There's MLB Tonight.
On MLB Network.
Oh, where there's baseball, all the time.
Unbelievable.
We've seen it time and time again.
Hey, hon, have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murph's, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murph's, it's one sip, one believer, and apparently a whole lot more.
Is that the Murph in our kitchen?
The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
Level
Cyclones have gotten a run back in this game, but still trail Wilmington 2-1. Keith Rad with you on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network. It is 8 o'clock. You wouldn't think of it, though. The sun's still shining on this warm Friday in Wilmington, Delaware. Nate Jones, first game since the call-up from Low A St. Lucie, is now into extended relief. He gets his second clean inning after coming on to get the final out, bottom three. By the way, I mentioned it was 91 degrees at first pitch. 87 degrees right now. Midnight's going to be 74, so no one is complaining. First day of the weekend. It is a gorgeous night. Jones facing Banks and Tuna Marihildo. Nate was working on a 1-2-3 inning in the fourth, but Wilmington had other plans. Ended up getting a double and a walk, but Jones got out of it. First pitch, righty to the lefty. Nick Banks swings over a soft breaker down and in. Strike one. Jones, as he gets the sign, swivels open, kind of bends in. Here's the 0-1. Banks chases down and in yet again. Same pitch, nasty, along the back foot. And Bakes takes that kind of slow, moseying walk out of the lefty batter's box. One of those walks that he's saying to himself, what am I doing? Swinging at that twice. So back in he goes. See what Jones does 0-2. Here's the pitch. And it's ripped foul to the right, scattering some of the Wilmington Blue Rocks who are hanging over that blue railing top. It's definitely the best crowd of the week. They'll see some fireworks after the game. Fans up and down. There are more bodies than backs of chairs tonight. I'm sure 91 degrees certainly helped that decision making for a lot of these locals. 0-2 again. I missed up high. One ball, two strikes. Two pitches in relief for Jones. Cyclone's going to ask him to go as far as he can. Pitch to Nick Banks. Missed up high with a changeup. Arm side away. Count squares up at two balls and two strikes. Banks had an early RBI single. That came in the first inning to give Wilmington the lead. National affiliate now up 2-1. There comes the 2-2. And the fastball hits the outside corner. Banks takes strike three. Now he gave a look to Chandler Durham, the home plate umpire. Stared at him. Arms at his sides. That right arm popped off his body just a little bit and came back to bang against his quad. He did not love that call, but Jones liked it. It's his second strikeout in relief. One down, bottom five. Base is empty. 2-1 Wilmington. Rocks at the plate as the shadows have taken over most of the field now. Sun's starting to set faster. Pitch. And Tuna, it's a ground ball right back to the mound. Jones reaches off his left knee, fields, and underhand flips to Schwartz at first base for the 1-3 putout. Now, one thing I remember about Nate Jones in 2019, which was his first professional year, is, again, we didn't see him too much. He was kind of banged up, missed some extended time. But one of his best qualities, and the reason why Edgardo Alfonso, the manager at the time for Brooklyn, had enough confidence to put him out there to start game three, the clinching game, win, you'll win, lose, you go home, is his ability to limit damage. First pitch to Marihildo, misses outside, ball one. I mean, Nate Jones is a guy that if he get single, a double here, guys on base, all of a sudden he get out of it with a double play or strike out a couple of hitters. He'd never let it compound. One of his great, great tricks. 1-0, front door slider, sweeps over the middle of the plate, 1-1. Marihildo has walked and singled tonight. He's always a tough out for Wilmington. Two quick outs for Jones. Here's the 1-1. Way up high. Marihildo bends backward. Takes 91. A little matrix bend a la Keanu Reeves there. Two balls and a strike. Softly bobs the bat against his right shoulder like a metronome. 2-1 pitch. Floats under his elbows. 3-1. So now Jones has seen everybody. Antuna, who he just got to ground out, was his first batter. So second time through the order for Nathan. It is count 3-1. And Marihildo goes after it and tattoos it foul down a left field line. That is what he does. It is scare the pants off you on the mound. He is green-lighted on everything. In fact, in the on-deck circle, he's green-lighted. Cannot make a mistake to Omar Marihildo. 2-1 Wilmington, bottom of the fifth. Time called, and Jones took too long. So Jones took too long. It is an automatic pitch clock ball, and Marihildo's on base. And by the way, it's happened everywhere else except for Brooklyn, it seems. That is the first time the Cyclones have ever been hit with a pitch clock violation that results in the end of an at-bat, a walk, a strikeout, something. First time that's happened. So Marihildo walks, and here's Drew Mendoza. So Jones just took too much time. Righty to the lefty. Mendoza pops it foul towards the third base seats. Hands raised, and the ball clanks off the back of an empty chair. Strike one. Drew tonight a fly out and a ground out. Trying to make up for that E3 in the top of the fifth. The 0-1. Swinging a ground ball to second. Right at Rowdy. Bends down to one knee. Stands tall now. Swivels and throws to first. Inning over. No runs, no hits. One pitch clock walk. And one left. So we are done with five from Frawley Stadium on a Friday night. Nate Jones struts off the field. Three scoreless for the Brooklyn Cyclones. It's 2-1 Wilmington, though, on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
If you're looking for seafood straight from the boat, Nick's Lobster House has you covered. A proud woman-owned business, Nick's Lobster House has supported frontline workers and helped Brooklyn get back on its feet. Taste carefully prepared seafood at the restaurant and raw seafood bar, or shop at the fish market for live lobsters, baked clams, oysters, shrimp, crab legs, and all the seafood you need to make a scrumptious meal at home. Located at 2777 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, taste the freshest seafood at Nick's Lobster House.
Top of the sixth inning on a Friday at Frawley Stadium. Brooklyn on the road playing game five of an eight-game series. Trailing 2-1, but come to the plate in the top of the sixth inning. So far, first four games of the series, we have split. Two for Brooklyn and two for Wilmington. Keith Rad with you on the Cyclones Radio Network. And it is, of course, the sixth inning, so it is Coney Convo's Trivia Time. And tonight, an oldie but a goodie coming your way. Joe Swazi leads off. It's Swazi, Schwartz, and Palmer against lefty Tim Cate, who has thrown 71 pitches. The bullpen is right behind him if he needs. First toss to Joe. Makes the slow curveball in. Strike one. That was a 74-mile-an-hour old-school curveball from Cate. Swazi 0-for-2, a flyout and a groundout tonight. Cate deals the 0-1. And Joe takes strike two on the outside corner. So Coney Convo's trivia question, if you want to venture a guess, throw your hat into the ring. Use the hashtag Coney Convo's on Twitter. You can text me as well, as we've been throwing out there a little bit. Swazi back in after calling for time on 0-2, which I failed to mention. Happens every single time Joe gets behind 0-2. Here's the Cate pitch. And Joe strikes out with a high fastball, tying him up. So today is the anniversary, June 17, 2016. The Cyclones and Staten Island Yankees played a 20-inning marathon, which at the time was the opening day for the short season New York Penn League. And the game lasted 5 hours and 39 minutes. However, it is not the longest game in professional baseball, even though that night I'm certain that it felt like it. Here's JT Schwartz. Lefty batter takes a little bit low. One ball, no strikes. Brooklyn down 2-1, top of the sixth. Schwartz is single and a reach on error. Here's the 1-0. JT takes low, ball two. So my question to you is, in a game that lasted 33 innings, what was the longest game time in baseball history? It was a minor league game back in the 80s. The 2-0, Schwartz hits a ground ball to third right at Maryhildo, positioned perfectly. He throws high, but Mendoza is 6'5", so that helps to complete the 5-3 putout. So again, what is the longest baseball game as far as time? It's also set the record for the most innings at 33. But the answer is not 5 hours and 39 minutes, which is what Brooklyn and Staten Island played in 2016. Here's Jalen Palmer from the right side. Pitch. Tim Kate curveball misses outside, 1-0. Base is empty, two down. Palmer, a strikeout and a flyout. Kate lifts the black glove in front of his nose, gets the sign from Pineda, the 1-0. Palmer swings and taps it foul behind home. One ball, one strike. How many hours, how many minutes? Palmer's trying to stay alive. The 1-1 pitch soars foul into the first base seats out of play. 1-2. Okay, trying to wrap up six pretty good innings tonight. The kick and the pitch. Palmer takes the curveball in the outside corner. Strike three called. And he stares at the umpire, spinning towards him and spinning away towards the third base dugout in disgust. He thought that pitch was off the plate, but Kate put it right where he wanted to. Done with 5.5 innings of play. It's 2-1 Wilmington. The answer to our trivia question when we come back on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Are you ready to go Oppo Taco? We'll make your way to Coney Island for baseball and some Mexican-style food and fun. Every Tuesday is Taco Tuesday. East Cyclones Tuesday home game will feature two tacos for $5 and margarita specials. Say adios to your hunger and take in the excitement of Cyclones baseball with a taco. That's 2-for-5 tacos with margarita specials only at Maimonides Park.
If you're looking for seafood straight from the boat, Nick's Lobster House has you covered. A proud woman-owned business, Nick's Lobster House has supported frontline workers and helped Brooklyn get back on its feet. Taste carefully prepared seafood at the restaurant and raw seafood bar, or shop at the fish market for live lobsters, baked clams, oysters, shrimp, crab legs, and all the seafood you need to make a scrumptious meal at home. Located at 2777 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, taste the freshest seafood at Nick's Lobster House.
Home half of the sixth, the Wilmington Blue Rocks in Delaware come to the plate against Nathan Jones and the Cyclones. It is a 2-1 lead for Wilmington. Game five of this eight-game set. Tomorrow we play a pair of seven-inning games starting at 5:05 and wrap up the series on Sunday at 1:05. So the answer to your Coney Combos trivia question coming your way, what is the longest game time in baseball history? It is a few hours longer than what the Cyclones did 6 years ago tonight, going 5 hours, 39 minutes with Staten Island. Nate Jones deals his first pitch to Israel Pineda and misses just outside with the slider for ball one. Pineda, Stroshine, Barley, 7, 8, and 9 in the order. Jones set under the chin, the 1-0. Swinging a shot towards second base. Jordan reaches out with the backhand, and it hits off his sunglasses and goes into center field. Took a bad hop on him. Now Pineda's on at first base to get the sixth inning started. We'll see how they score this one. It's an E4 against Jordan. Took a bad hop, went up, and actually hit off the sunglasses, which were on the top of his hat. He's okay. Takes the error. Both teams have committed two flubs defensively tonight. So now Kevin Strohschein. Wilmington trying to extend this 2-1 lead. Pitch. The righty takes at the knees. Fastball strike at 92. And the answer, the longest game time ever, 8 hours, 25 minutes. One of the most famous games in baseball history. Triple A game back in 1981. The 0-1. Strohschein taps it to third. Gattis charges, fields in the short hop, throws to second for one. Jordan spins it to first, double play. Good comeback by Rowdy Jordan. Good turn, good footwork. Gattis to Jordan to Schwartz, 5-4-3. So the game is played on April 18th into April 19th, 1981, and didn't finish until June 23rd, 1981. They didn't play all those days. They resumed and finished it up in 1981. But 8 hours and 25 minutes. Here's Jordy Barley. First pitch, he shows bunt and takes low for ball one. So the game set so many records. 33 innings, most innings ever. Total time for a game, and yet most at-bats, most put-outs, that kind of thing. Weird ones. The 1-0, another bunt, rolls foul, but it hit the runner coming out of the box, and Barley is out. So he bunted. The ball bounced in fair territory. He exited the box running to first. The ball hit him, and the inning is over. So, the inning is over. No runs, no hits, one error, nobody left. We'll talk about that game. The 33-inning game is too much fun to talk about. We'll talk about that next. As we go to the seventh, Wilmington leading 2-1 on the Cyclones Radio Network.
At Brooklyn Roasting Company, we believe that making delicious coffee is a fundamentally simple proposition. Grind freshly roasted, high-quality beans into clean brewing equipment. Add near-boiling filtered water, and voila, a perfect cup of piping hot coffee. At Brooklyn Roasting, we're serious but not snobby. Practical but not pretentious. Accessible, not exclusive. Just like Brooklyn, we're bold, brave, colorful, and creative. Enjoy Brooklyn Roasting Company coffee with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park this summer. And go to brooklynroasting.com.
Fridays are Fridays at Maimonides Park. And now, the Cyclones are offering two drinks on the house. Head to brooklyncyclones.com/drinks on us, and your first two drinks are on us. When you purchase tickets using this link, you'll get a field box ticket plus a credit for your first two drinks. All you need to do is scan your ticket at the concession stand of your choosing, and you'll get two 12-ounce domestic beers for free. Not bad, huh? Beer deals at a ball game. Book it. brooklyncyclones.com/drinks on us.
If you're looking for seafood straight from the boat, Nick's Lobster House has you covered. A proud woman-owned business, Nick's Lobster House has supported frontline workers and helped Brooklyn get back on its feet. Taste carefully prepared seafood at the restaurant and raw seafood bar, or shop at the fish market for live lobsters, baked clams, oysters, shrimp, crab legs, and all the seafood you need to make a scrumptious meal at home. Located at 2777 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, taste the freshest seafood at Nick's Lobster House.
Top of the seventh inning, we head into the bullpens for both sides. Now Wilmington's Tim Cate is all set. And they go with lefty Jose Ferrer. So Ferrer comes on, another lefty behind Tim Cate. Cyclones will send up Gattis, Saunders, and O'Neill. Chasing just one. It's been a great pitcher's duel. Cyclones lost Oscar Rojas early, but Nate Jones so far, three scoreless in relief in his high A debut. So Ferrer comes on. Gattis digs in. Ferrer, by the way, huge. 6'1", 225 pounds. First pitch, Gattis lays it up into the air towards left field. Banks comes on and makes the catch. So one pitch and one out. So Kate goes six, gives up one unearned run, struck out four, walked two, and three hits. Now, this is a guy who struck out 11 last week at Rome. So, you know he's going to kind of get you, but Cyclones battle. They put the bat on the ball tonight. First pitch to Warren Saunders, the righty. He takes outside, 1-0. So we were talking about that game in 1981, 33 innings long, 8 hours plus. A 1-0 tap foul at home plate, one ball, one strike. There are so many great nuggets from that game, but one of the cool things is it's hard to realize so many studs were playing in that game. The winning pitcher was Bobby Ojeda. Wade Boggs and Cal Ripken Jr. were in the game. 1-1, misses outside, ball two. It sounds like somebody's dream, really, when you go back and look at this story. And that's just a few of the future big leaguers. 2-1, Saunders takes down and in. Three balls and a strike. Warren, it's a ground ball to third. Marihildo fields it off his left pocket, spins and throws across in time. Marihildo, I still question why on earth he's still here. Has he hit and played defense last year? He has hit and played defense this year. I don't know. So two down in the top of the seventh inning for Ferrer. It's 2-1 Wilmington. Cyclones nine-man Matt O'Neill's had a nice night. Strides in. First pitch, high kick. It's on the way. Misses outside. Ball one. Kicking the pitch. Bounces up there. Two balls, no strikes. O'Neill doubled in a run, the only Cyclones run tonight. Shot it to the gap in right center. That was back in the fifth. Ferrer taps the feet to 2-0. O'Neill hits a ground ball towards the middle. Long run over for Barley. The shortstop has it, throws across. Mendoza kept the toenail on the bag for the 6-3 putout. The throw drew Mendoza up the line towards the outfield. He reached out, made the catch while keeping the backside of his body all the way down, the cleat on the base. Now, Chris Newell has come over from third base, and he is saying that that call was missed big time. He's doing the move where he says it was this, the fish was this big. We're basically saying the call, Mendoza's this far off the bag. Well, nonetheless, the inning is over. It's a 1-2-3, and we go to the bottom of the seventh inning. It's 2-1 Wilmington on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Saturday night's all right for drinking. Every Saturday home game during the 2022 season, the Cyclones will be offering Baseball You Can Drink. This special package offers 2 hours of an open bar from 30 minutes before first pitch to 90 minutes after scheduled first pitch. Enjoy access to an open bar with beer, wine, hard seltzer, mixed drinks, and soft drinks in the backyard. Baseball You Can Drink. Every Saturday at Maimonides Park. Fridays are Fridays at Maimonides Park. And now, the Cyclones are offering two drinks on the house. Head to BrooklynCyclones.com/drinks on us, and your first two drinks are on us. When you purchase tickets using this link, you'll get a field box ticket plus a credit for your first two drinks. All you need to do is scan your ticket at the concession stand of your choosing, and you'll get two 12-ounce domestic beers for free. Not bad, huh? Beer deals at a ball game. Book it. BrooklynCyclones.com/drinks on us.
Bottom of the seventh inning, we move right along. It's a 2-1 lead for the Wilmington Blue Rocks. Cyclones go to the bullpen, and after Nathan Jones was phenomenal with three scoreless innings of emergency relief after Oscar Rojas came out of the game pointing at his right elbow, summoning the trainer, the manager, the pitching coach, everybody over there for a very quick and Brief inspection. Rojas came out. Jones came in, and Nate threw three scoreless in his high A debut. So now the baton is passed to right-hander Nolan Klenny. It's a Baikal Auto Mall call to the bullpen. Klenny faces the top of the order, Idens, Baker, and Banks. 1-2-3. First pitch to the righty, Idens, way up and in, and he bends out of the way. Ball one. Take a look at some scores in the South Atlantic League as we continue to play bottom seven. Cyclones down 2-1. The lean back, the lunge home by Klenny. And the pitch, a foul ball off of Iden's knob of the bat. It ricocheted off O'Neill. It's one ball and one strike. Aberdeen leading Jersey Shore 6-1. And we take a look at the South Division. Some of those tight teams trying to win the division. Next pitch all the way to the backstop. Klenny misses everything. It's two balls and a strike. So Bowling Green, top team right now by a half game over Hickory, leads Winston-Salem 2-1, bottom four. The 2-1, Idens goes after it, comes up short with a swing, one ball, one strike. Second place team Hickory taking on Greenville, leading Greenville 2-0, bottom six. Rome, the third place team, 2.5 back, getting crushed, 12-2. 2-2 poked up into the air, but foul, making a right and heading out of play. It stays 2-2. Rome beat Asheville, by the way, 22-1 last night. And now they're down 10 in the fifth the next day. That makes no sense. 2-2. Idens lines one to center. Palmer racing in. Jalen has to play it on a hop. Slowed up at the very end as it was sinking in front of him. And Idens, who has been on four times, gets on for the first time via a hit. E6, fielder's choice RBI, walk, and now a single. So whatever it is, Idens has the leadoff man and set the table at least four times. Whether it's a hit or an offer, doesn't really matter. 2-1 lead for Wilmington. Pitch to Darren Baker. Lefty takes at the knees for called strike. Klenny pitching on 2 days rest. Took a loss and a blown save. Quick throw over to first base. Iden's back in safely. Took a loss and a blown save in Tuesday's game. That was the game, if you remember. A lot of games since then. The Cyclones had three different leads and couldn't hold it. Nolan's 0-1. Caught on a miss. Baker swings through. Change up down and in, and it's nothing in two. In tow, Klenny, two runs, two hits, 1 2/3, a loss and the blown save. He entered when it was 5-4 Brooklyn in the eighth. Wilmington 1-6-5. Next pitch, runner goes. It's knocked down by O'Neill at home plate. No throw, so a stolen base for Idens. O'Neill had to just eat it. It was a dirt ball down and in, kicked up dirt, kicked up white chalk, spraying in front of Matt O'Neill's catcher's mask. So Iden's now in scoring position. By the way, the final line on Nate Jones. He goes three scoreless, two hits, two walks, struck out two. Quick meeting as Matt O'Neill jostles out to the mound in that catcher's gear. Comes all the way back behind home plate and plops down in a squat. He's got the backwards ear flapless helmet, which points towards the umpire, and the mask, which he pulls down like the hood of a car over his face. 1-2. Swinging a shot to the right side, knocked down by Schwartz at first. He flips to Klenny, covering foot race. It's in time. Klenny got there. Baker is out. He's hopping around beside himself. Did not like the call at all. Goes down as a 3-1 put out. And Schwartz made a great play. Good spin. And if anything, put your baseball hat on for a second. Manager Chris Newell gave Mickey Smith an earful at the end of that top of the seventh, thinking that Drew Mendoza did not keep his foot on the bag at first. And who knows? Might be some equity there. First pitch to Nick Banks. He swings and fouls it back for strike one. So the infield creeps all the way in, tightens up. Runner at third base. One out. 2-1 Wilmington, so they're looking for insurance. Lenny kicks and comes home. Pitch darts down low. One ball, one strike. Nolan overall, 24% strikeout rate, 9% walk rate. Here's the 0-1. That one skips to the plate. O'Neill did a nice job to get between it. Keeps it in front. Two balls and a strike. Banks, who played the other night, just five innings, came out, took the day off, and is now playing a little bit more. He's out there for the seventh. The 2-1. The lefty chases the slider down and in. Swings over the top, and a good block by O'Neill on that dirt ball as well. You got to have trust in your breaking stuff. You know you're going to bounce it. You have to have trust in your catcher knowing that he's going to stop it, because that is a big-time run over at third. With one out, one on. Here's the 2-2. A pitch rocketed in the air to deep right field. Swazi turns, gives this a look. It's into the bullpen for a home run. Nick Banks destroys a two-run shot on a bullet line drive into the pen. And Wilmington doubles it up. They take two runs, turn it into four. It's 4-1 Rocks in the bottom of the seventh inning. Plenty came in with the heat, knee high on the inside corner, and Nick Banks with a triple-A swing. So that really changes the game. It is 4-1 Wilmington. Pitch to Yasiel Antuna in there for a strike. Nothing in one. The toss runs high and away. It's one ball, one strike on Antuna. Switch hitter batting left in the DH spot tonight. A walk and a couple of ground outs. Pitch. Swing and a miss. The soft stuff up. 1-2. Plenty huff and a puff. 1-2 offering. Misses down low, close pitch. Antuna took, and it's 2-2. So that really changes things. Cyclones, now you give them a look. They have six outs to work with. 2-2 pitch. Hit on the ground over the middle. Collected behind second base by Shervin Newton. The sidearm sling is in time. Good play by Shervin. Sashing all the way over to his left. Scooping it up behind second base. And throwing out Antuna. So for Clenny, it has been single, ground out, home run, ground out. And now Omar Merahildo, who is yet to be retired tonight, been on two walks and a single tonight, up and on three times. Pitch at the knees in there for a strike. Clenny gets ahead at 92 miles an hour. Wind gusting in softly. From left center into home plate and a little across the field towards first. The 0-1, Merahildo taps it sharply, foul outside of third. No balls, two strikes. Nick Banks' two-run home run has made a 2-1 game a 4-1 game for Wilmington. The 0-2. Slider missed outside. Merahildo lays off. Very wise take. One ball, two strikes. Brooklyn does have the top of the order. Due up in the eighth. 1-2. Merahildo hits it high. Hits it deep down the left field line. If it's fair, it's gone. It is foul. What a shot by Merahildo. He got all the way to first base on the slow trot, just kind of wondering, will it stay fair? And I think he actually turned away and wanted the crowd to let him know if he got it or not. So he didn't get it. He's already hit a home run in the series. And Clenny's a little home run happy. He's got to try to keep the ball in the ballpark. Nolan's 1-2. Swinging a high fly into center. Palmer comes walking down. Newton goes out, but Jalen makes the call and makes the catch on the run, coming in between Swazi and Newton in shallow center. Well, the game changed now. A two-run shot by Nick Banks. Two runs, two hits, and nobody left. Brooklyn's got to go now. They have six outs to work with, trailing 4-1 on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Good financial planning goes far beyond investments. Your financial goals must align with your life goals. That's where I come in. I'm Christina Guglielmetti from Future Perfect Planning right here in Brooklyn. Let's break down the secrecy around money, which will lead to more resilience in our own lives and in our communities. Simple isn't always easy, but I'll be your resource to keep you on track when you're tempted to abandon the strategy. Visit futureperfect.nyc and let's start a conversation today.
Cyclones fans, the New York Mets future is here with MILB.TV. With all home games and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Cyclones on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Subscribe today to watch more than 6,500 games, including all available playoff games. Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or Apple App Store to watch on the go. Use promo code Cyclones at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
Eighth inning, and the Wilmington Blue Rocks have taken a 4-1 lead. Two-run home run allowed by Nolan Clenny in the bottom of the seventh inning against Nick Banks, who destroyed that baseball into the bullpen in right field. So Banks actually comes out after seven, which is usually the progression. Guys rehabbing down from AAA, played five the other day, came out, now plays seven, comes out, and eventually by Sunday he should play nine. So he's actually out of the game after hitting the home run. And Gage Cannon comes on to play left field. So he'll also slot into the three spot. He may not even get a chance to hit, but he'll be out there defensively. Matt Rudick leads off against Jose Ferrer, lefty to lefty. An initial offering. Heads over to the far side of the plate for strike one. Clones down three, six outs to play with. Do have the top of the order, 1-2-3. Pitch to Rudick. Way outside. Pineda shoots his left arm away, makes the catch. And his momentum swings his glove behind his back where he gives it to his bare hand on the right side of his hip. A little whoopsie-doo. Hula-hooping that ball around him. Here's the 1-1. Rudick takes a change-up strike on the outside corner. Ferrer coming in relief of Tim Cate, who went six innings, gave up one unearned run, struck out four. The 1-2. Rudick rips it into the air, deep right center field. This sends Stroshine back at the track, at the wall. It's off the base of the fence and hugs between the warning track and the fence. Rudick around second, heads for third. He's there sliding in with a triple. Matt Rudick, since coming back from the injured list, coming back from levels below, has been thunderous in his offensive return. He has singled and tripled tonight. He's also hit the ball hard all four times. And he leads off the Cyclones' eighth inning with an extra base hit. Now, Matt, in the beginning of the year, was really not performing like this. And this is the guy the Mets drafted, though, out of San Diego State last year. Here's Newton. Pitch to the righty. He cuts and misses. Powering fastball by his bat at 95. Strike one. Rudick is 5'7". So what does that tell you? Is that he can really, really hit when he strings it together. The Mets believe in his bat and his speed. He triples for the second time. The 0-1. Newton fouls it back right in front of the first row. No balls, two strikes. Now, still a ways to go, but Rudick has at least set the table to start a rally. He is 90 feet away from cutting his 4-1 deficit in half at 4-2. Newton behind. Here's the 0-2. Pitch bounces to the plate. Pineda knocks it down. Whips off the mask, but Rudick nowhere to go. Rowdy Jordan on deck. Swazi Schwartz to follow. Brooklyn out there certainly with its best lineup. Here's a 1-2. Newton chases the change down and in. And Ferrer strikes him out swinging. So a night for Newton where he goes 0-for-3 with a walk and two punchies. And Brooklyn, at least so far, has stranded Rudick. Five outs to play with, down three. Top of the eighth. Here's Rowdy, switch hitter batting right. Couple of ground outs and a flyout. Second game back for him after getting injured last week. Ferrer slide step pitch. And pops the glove on the inside corner. Dotting up 95 with the heat. Rudick takes his lead in foul territory. 2 feet on the dirt in between the chalk and the grass. The 0-1 cut on and fouled right back for strike two. So Ferrer got to Newton the same exact way. That second strike was fouled straight back, and he threw him a changeup down and in. See how he battles with Rowdy. Here comes the 0-2. It's up and away. Fastball at 95. So Canning now in left field. Iden's in center still. Strohschein still out there in right. The infield is back. Middle infielders with their heels on the grass, toes on the dirt. 1-2. Jordan pops it up and back at the right side of the infield. Strohschein over. Makes the catch off the line. Rudick tags, heads for the plate. Here's the throw. It's a good throw. And the tag is right on time. What a throw by Kevin Strohschein to get Matt Rudick at the plate. Medium depth fly ball down the right field line. He made the catch. The play at home plate. The double play ends the inning. That was a stunner by Strohschein. A 9-2 put out at the plate. Chris Newell arguing. But the throw definitely beat him, and the tag did as well. And we go to the bottom of the eighth inning. Wilmington having a night in front of this home crowd. It is 4-1 Blue Rocks on the Cyclones Radio Network.
At Brooklyn Roasting Company, we believe that making delicious coffee is a fundamentally simple proposition. Grind freshly roasted, high-quality beans into clean brewing equipment. Add near-boiling filtered water, and voila, a perfect cup of piping hot coffee. At Brooklyn Roasting, we're serious but not snobby. Practical but not pretentious. Accessible, not exclusive. Just like Brooklyn, we're bold, brave, colorful, and creative. Enjoy Brooklyn Roasting Company coffee with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park this summer. And go to brooklynroasting.com.
It's a jam-packed June 24th at Maimonides Park. Join us for fireworks, FDNY night, and Mets tote bag giveaway. We honor New York's finest at the ballpark, and the first 2,000 fans in attendance receive a Mets tote bag as part of our amazing Friday night series. Plus, start your weekend with a bang thanks to Friday night fireworks with the Brooklyn Cyclones. That's a jam-packed June 24th. Grab your tickets today at brooklyncyclones.com/tickets.
Wilmington has a 4-1 lead. They carry it into the bottom of the eighth. Last chance for them to add to the lead before the Cyclones had the last chance in the top of the ninth. Nolan Clemmy gave up a 2-run home run to Nick Banks, which made a 2-1 game a 4-1 game. And the Cyclones had an opportunity in the top of the eighth to at least cut it in half. Matt Rudick thrown out at the plate, 9-2. Kevin Strohschein on a sac fly attempt out there in right field made the catch and threw a BB to home plate to get Rudick. Now the first pitch from Clenny to Mendoza is on the inside corner at the knees. Fastball strike to start the bottom of the eighth. Mendoza 0-for-3 night. Big lefty. Slight open stance. Pitch. Clenny misses high, far, and away. 1-1. Rojas to Jones to Clenny tonight for the Cyclones. On the Wilmington side, Kate to Ferrer. See if he closes it out. The 1-1. Mendoza on a dirt ball. Cannot hold up on a check swing. He went on through. Strike two. Sunset sky overhead. There's no more sunshine, but it kind of reflects off the base of the horizon. 1-2 pitch, hit the other way towards short. Newton charges, has to go quickly. Fields and flings it across in time. And Mendoza now 0-4. So now Pineda. It's Pineda then Strohschein. Pitch to the righty from the righty. Funny pours one too far inside. 1-0. Keith Rad with you on the Cyclones Radio Network. Game 5 of the 8-game set. Next pitch, tap foul on the ground. 1-1. The 1-1 to Pineda skips up there. 2-1. Israel a walk, a strikeout, and an E4. Takes the next one from Clenny down and in. 3-1. Infield is back. Rowdy Jordan playing up the middle at second. The 3-1. Pineda taps it foul. Little bouncer down the third baseline. And the count full. The lights are on. Stanchion in right center at the back of the bullpen. And one in left field above the line scoreboard. 3-2 pitch, cut on a miss. Pineda went to a rally in the ninth, trailing 4-1 on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network. Rest trying to get on base. Yankoski fires home, and the slider tapped on the ground to second. Baker to his left, collects belt high, and slings it overhand to first for the 4-3 putout. So Swazi ends his night 0-4. Snaps that 5-game hitting streak. Of course, if this decision stays where it is. Now JT Schwartz, we usually see batting in the 3 spot, but tonight batting in the 5 spot. Has been on 2 out of 3 times, reached on error, but an early single. And a bounce out to the third baseman, Omar Merahildo. Yankoski from the belt, slow kick, and the first pitch runs too far inside. 1-0. Tomorrow, 5:05 first pitch, we're playing 2, games 6 and 7. Of 8, we wrap it up with a 9-inning, 1-game on Sunday at 105. 1-0. Schwartz takes a strike on the inside corner. Didn't love the call, but Yankoski, the big guy, 6'6", did get it on the inside edge. Kicking the 1-1, way inside. Schwartz straightens the legs, locks in the knees, and takes 2-2. And now Yankoski is in some pain. Here comes Lisson, here comes Steve Police, and here comes Neidig, the trainer, with a towel in his left hand and a red golf shirt, kind of a bright light and a sea of blue. And Yankoski raises his right arm, points to his elbow. This is the second time we've seen a pitcher maybe suffer an injury tonight. Oscar Rojas was lost earlier in the game. And DeFelice, the pitching coach, exits that meeting to run over to the dugout. I think they're going to go to the bullpen. I think Yankoski is done. He comes off the field. So Yankoski hurt himself, and he comes off the field. We'll take a break. Schwartz at the plate. A new arm has to go quickly. Cyclones down to their final 2 outs. AT, when we return, it's Wilmington 4, Brooklyn 1. Back after this on the Cyclones Radio Network.
At Brooklyn Roasting Company, we believe that making delicious coffee is a fundamentally simple proposition. Grind freshly roasted, high-quality beans into clean brewing equipment. Add near-boiling filtered water, and voila!
a perfect cup of piping hot coffee. At Brook and Roasting, we're serious but not snobby. Practical but not pretentious. Accessible, not exclusive. Just like Brooklyn, we're bold, brave, colorful, and creative. Enjoy Brook and Roasting Company coffee with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park this summer. And go to brooklynroasting.com.
Hey, hon. Have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murph's, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murph's, it's one sip, one believer. And apparently, a whole lot more.
Is that the Murph in our kitchen?
The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
If you're looking for a bus company that makes safety its top priority, look no further than Panorama Tours. Not only are they one of the best in the Northeast, they're also the official transportation provider for the Brooklyn Cyclones. Call them today at 973-470-9700 or visit online at panoramabustours.com.
Sunday, June 26th is Peppa Pig Night. Everyone's favorite pig will pose for photos with kids, roam around the concourse, and dive into some muddy puddles on Coney Island. We'll have pig-related fun and games throughout the night to celebrate the cheeky little pig. Get your tickets today at brooklyncyclones.com/tickets.
Italian dining is a mixture of simplicity and taste. At Il Colosseo in Brooklyn, pull up a chair and sit down at a local favorite that'll have your mouth watering for all of the classics. Surrounded, enjoy antipasti like fried calamari, baked clams, and sautéed broccoli rabe. Dive into chicken franchise, veal piccata, or their classic Frank Sinatra pasta. Is your mouth watering yet? Yeah, thought so. That's why it's time to make it an Il Colosseo night, a night you won't regret. Visit IlColoseoRistorante.com.
Fridays are Fridays at Maimonides Park. And now, the Cyclones are offering two drinks on the house. Head to BrooklynCyclones.com/drinks on us, and your first two drinks are on us. When you purchase tickets using this link, you'll get a field box ticket plus a credit for your first two drinks. All you need to do is scan your ticket at the concession stand if you're choosing, and you'll get two 12-ounce domestic beers for free. Not bad.
So this top of the ninth inning continues on. The Cyclones are doing it against Amos Willingham, the righty. After Tyler Yankowski came out of the game, felt something in his elbow. That's where he pointed to for the trainer, and they immediately walked off the field. The 2-1 pitch to JT Schwartz, who was at the plate, is in there for a strike. So Yankowski faced one batter, got Swazi to ground out. And here comes the 2-2 to Schwartz. And he swings an inside outset into his own dugout, third base side, 2-2. It's 4-1 Wilmington. We are in the top of the ninth. The bases are empty with one out. Jalen Palmer on deck. Willingham's 2-2. Powered outside, missing for ball three. So three balls, two strikes on Schwartz. JT with a single, reach on error, and a ground out. Payoff. Schwartz hits it in the vacant hole. Shortstop spot, base hit. So JT goes the other way. Cyclones still down three, but need base runners. They just need somebody to clog up those spaces. So Schwartz aboard. And now Palmer's turn. Palmer batting from the right side. 0 for 3 night. Broken down 3. Pitch. Slider lined into center field. Drops in. Base hit in front of Idens. And Schwartz up to second base. So now the Cyclones bring the tying run to the plate. Rather unfortunate that Tyler Yankowski has left due to injury. So Willingham having to get ready as fast as humanly possible, while also kind of feeling the pressure of the game to say, well, I'm going to just kind of be ready when I'm supposed to be ready, maybe a little faster than normal. So now Nick Gattis, who is 0 for 3. Pitch. Gattis takes the heat upstairs. Came in at 92 miles an hour, ball one. 4-1 Wilmington. First and second, one out. Pitch. Gattis flies it foul back and out of play over our heads. And right down to the seating bowl below. Right under my crowd mic. Crowd mic did not make the catch. Willingham from the chest to 1-1. Gattis lines it to right center field over the second baseman's head. Base hit. Schwartz around third. Stroshine throws into second base. Schwartz across the plate standing. Single to right by Nick Gattis. Clones making it interesting. It's 4-2 in the ninth. So JT singled, came in. Palmer goes first to third on the play. And the go-ahead run now at the plate. Wilmington still two outs away. They're double play away from winning the game. Gattis drives in his 16th run, his first hit of the night. So now Warren Saunders, ninth inning. Willingham deals, and Saunders cracks one towards the middle. Knocked down at second by Baker. Step on second, jump throw to first. Not in time. Palmer scores. 4-3 game, but Brooklyn down to its final out. Saunders, RBI fielder's choice. Jalen in from third. And Gattis is out. Four unassisted. That was almost an unbelievable ending to the game for Darren Baker at second. He made a diving catch to stop the ball from going into center field. Diving snag on the ground ball. And now it looks like Chris Newell will make a change. Warren Saunders going to come out at first base for Tanner Murphy, who will pinch run. So Murphy in. Brooklyn down to its final out. Ninth inning, 4-3. It's been some rally. Single, single, single. And an RBI fielder's choice. Murphy the tying run at first base, held on by Mendoza. Willingham in emergency relief faces Matt O'Neill. Pitch. O'Neill takes upstairs. He thought about it. That was 91 at his eyes, a little north of the letters. One ball, no strikes. Matt Rudick, by the way, the hot Matt Rudick on deck. Kicking the 1-0. O'Neill takes a strike, popping the glove at the knees. 93-mile-an-hour fastball. On a warm Friday night, the 1-1 in the dirt, stopped by Pineda. Nowhere to go for Murphy. He stays at first. Good crowd tonight waiting for their fireworks to light up this dusk sky. Right field is dark. Left field, that's where the sun's going down. Still a haze. The 2-1. O'Neill takes a strike on the outside corner. So now Brooklyn down to its final strike. It's a one-run ball game. Tying run at first base. Go-ahead run at the plate. Willingham comes set. There comes the 2-2. Struck him out swinging. O'Neill strikes out on the breaking ball, and the game is over. Brooklyn in the ninth inning rallied for two runs on three hits, but strands the tying run at first base and loses this game 4-3. Good rally, but just too late for Brooklyn tonight, as they fall in Game 5, and Wilmington takes a 3-2 series lead into tomorrow's 5 o'clock doubleheader. We'll be back to wrap it up next from Frawley Stadium on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Looking for a great way to start your weekend? Try Friday nights at Maimonides Park. All season long, Friday Cyclones home games will feature discounted alcoholic beverages like $6 24-ounce domestic beers and more to jumpstart your time away from the office. Plus, everyone in attendance gets a post-game trip around the bases. It's a home run. Make it a Friday night in Brooklyn with the Cyclones.
Italian dining is a mixture of simplicity and taste. At Il Colosseo in Brooklyn, pull up a chair and sit down at a local favorite that'll have your mouth watering for all of the classics. Surrounded by a giant brick oven at the center of it all, enjoy antipasti like fried calamari, baked clams, and sautéed broccoli rabe. Dive into chicken franchise, veal piccata, or their classic Frank Sinatra pasta. Is your mouth watering yet? Yeah, thought so. That's why it's time to make it an Il Colosseo night, a night you won't regret. Visit IlColoseoRistorante.com.
Back at Frawley Stadium ahead of the fireworks show. Keith Rad with you. We'll give you the final totals. Brook of Falls, 8 games under 500 at 26-34. Wilmington goes to 31-28. Wilmington, 4 runs, 7 hits, 2 errors. They left 8. Brook in 3 runs, 7 hits. They also made 2 errors. And the Cyclones left 6. The win to Tim Cate. He goes to 4-2. Oscar Rojas takes the loss. Time of the game, 2 hours and 27 minutes, and a really good crowd tonight. 3,453. Well, we'll take a look at some scores from around the league. Hudson Valley up on Greensboro, 17-2 in the top of the sixth inning. Asheville 13, Rome 5, top 8. Greenville getting blanked by Hickory 4-0, top of the ninth. Aberdeen in the bottom of the eighth inning has a 9-1 lead on the road at Jersey Shore. And Bowling Green leads Winston-Salem 3-1 in the top of the seventh. They're getting ready for fireworks here, so Rocky is warming them up, getting them ready. We'll get you out of here quick before the bombs go bursting in air. But low A St. Lucie, bottom of the ninth inning, last chance down 6-2 against Tampa at home. Double A Binghamton on the road at Bowie, out to a 5-1 lead in the bottom of the seventh inning. And Triple A Syracuse, thanks to 4 runs in the top of the fourth, lead Norfolk 7-5 in the fifth. Mets, by the way, against Miami, up 3-1 in the bottom of the sixth inning. Early 3-run home run by Francisco Lindor, and Carlos Carrasco has struck out 6, giving up 1 run on a solo home run, but the Mets have the lead 3-1 in the bottom of the 6th. Tomorrow we will see you at 5:05. Our doubleheader begins then, pair of 7s. Our pregame begins, it's just a short pregame, at 4:55, 10 minutes before first pitch. Nick Swak against Mitchell Parker, pair of lefties at 5:05. And some TBAs pitching the nightcap. That does it tonight. Cyclones rally too late and fall 4-3 at Frawley Stadium. My name is Keith Radden. As always, we'll see you at the next one.